am760.net. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by SEIU, Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America at SEIU.org. Those Six Nation talks aim to defuse North Korea's nuclear program if it is snagged. Japan's ambassador says the talks reached an impasse after 4 days of negotiations with little to no sign for an agreement to be worked out. The envoy called North Korea's position extremely regrettable. America's envoy had urged the communist nation to focus on dismantling its bombs. President Bush has conceded that the U.S. has suffered a myriad of setbacks in the war in Iraq in the past year, but Bush, during a New Year in news conference yesterday with the Washington Press Corps, gave the impression that he has not given up hope on turning things around. President stopped short of saying whether he would support a plan for a surge of new troops to end the sectarian violence. President says he awaits the return of Defense Secretary Robert Gates to determine what the best course of action should be. Anti-American Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's
in New Mexico. Reporter Rick Salinger says air travel's a mess.
The airport estimates some 4,700 people are stranded here. While blankets are plentiful, cots have become a valuable commodity. Most people have just picked out a spot by a baggage carousel or check-in line and set up camp.
But for some, while the weather outside is frightful,
as long as we've got no place to go, let it snow. Let's go.
Travel expert Terry Tripler says there's the ripple effect beyond Denver.
Suppose a plane is going from Denver to Chicago to Orlando. Well, if it can't get out of Denver, then the Chicago-Orlando portion is canceled.
Well, it's not just travel nightmares on this side of the pond. We're live in London with CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Nick, a third day of pea soup fog and another day with hundreds of flights out of Heathrow canceled. Airport officials have set up big tents to hold the overflow. Transatlantic flights are arriving here, if late, but then those passengers with connecting flights are likely to find there isn't one, and the fog's unlikely to lift 4 days.
It's over in Oregon. Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler says there's no real hope. Two missing climbers, Brian Hall and Jesse Cook, will be found alive on Mount Hood.
It's recovery at this point. I'm pretty confident that we gave them every chance. We gave our guys every chance to try to find them in all the obvious places.
The results of an autopsy on the third climber, Kelly James, have been released. Here's CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman.
The state medical examiner found the cause of death to be hypothermia. However, a disabling injury was not found. This seems to contradict the county sheriff's claim that James had suffered a dislocated shoulder, and that likely prompted his two climbing companions to seek help.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is spending his second day assessing the war in Iraq, meeting with his commanders and others. While on the streets, fresh grief as an attack by a suicide bomber in eastern Baghdad leaves at least 14 people dead. Three more American troops have been killed. There have been more than 2,900 U.S. military deaths in Iraq, many thousands more. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports have come back home physically shattered.
You wake up every morning hoping it was just a dream.
Jason Pepper's Iraq war injuries aren't a dream, though.
I wake up, well, guess what? It's still dark. I can't see.
He can't smell either or fully use his left hand or handle crowds. The New England Journal of Medicine chronicles his slow, courageous recovery. More than 22,000 U.S. soldiers now have been wounded in Iraq at the VA's Polytrauma Center in Palo Alto, California.
Half of the people we see have had a blast wave move through their entire body and often have shrapnel wounds as well.
Neuropsychologist Harriet Ziner. Post-traumatic stress is common, says CBS News consultant Jeff McCausland.
These are serious numbers. About 22% of all active soldiers, about 40% on the reserve National Guard side.
He marvels at medical advances since he served in the Persian Gulf War. Now, well over half the wounded return to duty, including a quarter of soldiers who've lost limbs. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Well, this afternoon, several Marines should learn what charges they'll face in connection with the killing of 24 Iraqi civilians last year. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering at Camp Pendleton, California.
It has become one of the most publicized incidents of the Iraqi war, to some a symbol of a war that's gone wrong. Today, some of the Marines involved in the Haditha killings are set to be charged. Neil Puckett, the attorney for one of the Marines, defends what they did.
They were protecting themselves. In fact, there were coordinated attacks throughout the city of Haditha that day. There's record of that.
In all, more than a half dozen Marines are expected to face charges. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Camp Pendleton, California.
It's 5 minutes past the hour.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. The drifts are covering cars. The snow continues at last measure. More than 2 feet of snow in southeast Aurora. Denver, 18 inches and piling up. A blizzard warning is in effect for the Denver area and much of the Front Range until 11 o'clock this morning. And the storm will then start to let up. Governor Bill Owens declared a disaster emergency in Colorado. The National Guard's been called in. The state stationed emergency vehicles, Humvees, snowcats, and emergency response teams across the state before the storm hit. All the post offices throughout the Front Range are closed today. No mail delivery. Here's Al DeSera with the Postal Service.
And that's for the Front Range area of Colorado, east of the Continental Divide, north of Pueblo, all through eastern Colorado, through eastern Wyoming, up through Laramie and Cheyenne.
About 3,000 passengers are stranded at DIA this morning. The airport says don't even try to come out today. All flights into and out of the airport have been canceled. The snow is expected to clear out sometime this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299.
call 1-800-441-0299.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Hi today. 27 and an 80% chance of snow, and the blizzard warning is in effect until what? About 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, blizzard warning. And, man, I don't know if even anybody's up this morning, this time of the morning. It's 6:10 in the morning. Because with this weather, I assume most of you don't have to go to work. Last night, most of us stayed at a hotel near here. Can I give a plug for two sponsors of this show? First of all, I missed my Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. My back is killing me this morning. And second of all, Mary and I bought a four-wheel drive vehicle, a little six-cylinder four-wheel drive vehicle from Rockies. I've talked about that on the air, and it performed magnificently today, this morning. I actually had little or no trouble getting out of the hotel parking lot. The only problem was that it was snowing, and it was like whiteout conditions, kind of. So I didn't know at times whether I was driving on the road or whether I was driving on, you know, the hotel's grass or something. So I guess they'll find out when it melts. If you want closing information, I've got a stack of it here. You can call and ask me at 303-713-7600. But the best thing to do and the most efficient thing to do is to go to am760.net, and you'll see a little headline up there that says snow closings or says closings, and you can click it and it has all the information. A woman sent me an email yesterday that said, "I was disappointed in you because you didn't give enough closing information," and that was my fault. I thought that I did, and I gave, we had it at the top of the hour during the news, and then I gave it, but now it's all automatic, so you can go to am760.net, and you can go check it out, and the closing information is right there. What are we going to end up getting here? We're expected to get like 2 to 3 feet of snow. The National Weather Service has predicted 6 to 10 inches would fall overnight for totals of like 16 to 30 inches in the Denver metro area. And the blizzard warnings are scheduled to last until noon today. So we'll see if we're able to get home today after 10 o'clock. I could do the usual national stories this morning. I could do the usual stuff because we've got it, and there's plenty going on. But if you want to call and talk about the blizzard and where are you, how did you make it through, and share your experiences, 303-713-7600. I got all the way home yesterday, and it had to be probably around 11:30, maybe 12 noon. And then they called me from the radio station about 1 o'clock and said, "You better get back here, because if you don't, they're closing I-25 and you won't make it back." And I thought, man, you know, I've got four-wheel drive, and I really don't want to come back, and I don't want to be away from Mary, and I don't want to be away from Coco and Emma and Bill, and I don't want to be out of my own house. And there's somebody else who does mornings here across the hall from me that is kind of in the same situation, that he didn't really want to do it either, but we had to do it. So I drove all the way back here, and I had no trouble. But that's not to say that there are not problems. I saw people being stuck all over the place. Here's Alex on a cell phone. Alex, good morning. You're on AM 760. How did you get to work?
I walked last night.
You walked?
Yeah. My car's buried in my parking lot, and the parking lot's buried. And I didn't realize they closed the office down, so I just walked right down the middle of the road where the cars had, like, where there was, like, tracks through the snow.
Right.
And because I work at night, so I got here, and then I, you know, discovered it was closed. So I reopened the office because we're just a little call center. And I'm still here. I think I'm going to be here for a while.
Oh, man. You know, this morning when I got up and got out and dragged my suitcase across the parking lot of the hotel in what seemed like knee-high snow, and got it into the car, and I thought to myself, man, I really do need to have this gastric bypass on the 27th. I'm going to have a heart attack. But when I got my car cleared up and started to back out, I looked at other people's cars, and there are some people staying there who do not have four-wheel drive and don't have ground clearance, and I don't know how the heck some of these people are going to get their cars out. How did you get your car stuck?
Oh, well, I went home from work yesterday morning because I was staying late for I don't know what reason, and so it's at my apartment, but the snow's drifted up. I mean, my car's buried, and even the parking lot itself has like about a foot and a half, 2 feet of snow. So, and my car is just a little Honda Civic, so there's no way it's getting out till they plow that puppy.
Oh Lord! So you didn't even try, did you?
I did try.
Oh, you did?
And it took me I don't know how long just to back my car out, but then I realized, you know, there was the whole rest of the parking lot to get through, which is about a block long. And there was no way, Mike, until they plow my lot, there's no way it's getting out because it's just all the cars in there are just buried.
How about the side streets around your apartment?
You know, the streets aren't too bad if you can make it to them. I mean, it's very, very slippery, or at least just and realize we're talking like 7 o'clock last night. I have no idea what it's like out there now.
It's totally different. It's totally different now. It's worse.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think I'm going to be here at work for a while.
Well, what's weird about it is it's worse in some areas, and then in some areas it's not as bad as you think it would be. But snow has been steadily falling, and I assume it's still falling now. When I came in this morning at about 4:10, it was still light snow out there. I don't have any idea. I would assume that most people are not going to work today. I can't see how anybody can get to work. And so what are you going to end up doing? You're just going to end up staying there all day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Have you had anything to eat?
Oh, yeah. I had lunch for a couple days' worth, so I've still got one more sandwich left. I'm going to have to get home sometime today because my cat's going to run out of food. But
are you going to be the only person that's going to be there all day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
just
Lord.
Gonna be me by myself.
So wait a minute. So let me get this straight before we finish this phone call. So you're gonna at some point today you're gonna have to walk all the way home in the snow again.
Uh-huh.
Go feed your cat, which I don't blame you, and then walk all the way back again.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh Lord.
No one else can make it out.
Well, you know what? We'll do you a favor, and we won't give out your call center number, so nobody will call you. But if you get lonely, you can always call us back, and we'll give it out and have listeners call you.
There you go.
All right, Alex, take care.
Thanks, you too.
See you later. All right, 303-713-7600. How are you handling the blizzard? Where are you? What's going on? And poor Alex. Well, if Alex gets lonely, we'll just give her number out. Well, won't we? Why not? All right, don't forget, for closings, go to am760.net. And the blizzard conditions remain in effect until probably about noon today.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal,
hydrate and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
Remember, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at GEICO.com. Besides, it's a real nice place to visit.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Snow today, 80% chance, high 27. Stay off the roads. It's a mess. If you want the closing information, go to am760.net. We'd love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. Find out how you made it through all of this and what you're up to. Jay Marvin along with you. Let's go to Jim on a cell phone. Jim, hi, where are you?
Hey, Jay.
Where are you, Jim?
Just passing Pecos on the Boulder Turnpike, southbound.
Oh, my God, how is it out there?
Well, the lane's plowed. It's clear. I got some traffic that I'm in, about 15 or 20 cars, but, you know, it's off the roads. It's nasty. I mean, I just came from Church Ranch Boulevard, and it's about a foot and a half of snow there standing.
Oh, wow. So how far do you have to go to get to? Where are you going? I assume you're going to work, right?
Yeah, I'm going to work. I only got just a couple more blocks to go, and I'm there.
How many miles to work do you have to go?
10.
Well, that's not too bad. How come you're
no,
going?
I didn't. Huh?
I was going to ask, how come you're going to work this morning? Why didn't they let you have the day off?
Oh, because I work for an oxygen delivery company, and we do hospitals, so they need it. They have patients that's got to have it. So.
And are you going to be out all day today driving in this?
I hope so. it's not that hard.
All right.
As long as the plows stay ahead of it, it's all good. And so far, it looks pretty good.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you this morning. Good for you, and I'm glad you are going to make it to work safely. And, here's hoping you have a stress-free day.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Take care, Jim. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, he says it's not bad. He's out there on the Boulder Turnpike, and he says that there's plows out there. And, I'd love to have an employer that would allow me to have the day off because there'd be snow. You know, I mean, my employer said to me yesterday, quotes us directly, said, if you're not there at 6 a.m., you are dead meat. And I thought, if Mary's car gets stuck, man, I am not walking from the hotel to this place. There's no way. I'd pass out in the snow. They'd find me in a couple of days, my body. But Jim says it's okay out there. Says he's doing all right. Well, good for you, Jim. And Jim, of course, has one of those jobs delivering oxygen where he's right. You know, we can't do without that. And he's got to go to the area hospitals. And, Jim, good luck to you, man. Hope you have a good day. You know, the only thing I can equate this to is other than the harsh snow conditions that I've encountered, that Mary and I have encountered living in Chicago three times, this reminds me, though, of this job that I had working all nights in Amarillo, where one of my jobs was back in the old days before they got into all this deregulation, is you had to go out to the transmitter site and take meter readings. And I used to take this old four-wheel drive pickup and take it down this dirt road to the transmitter. And we had this overnight, this heck of this, I mean, really heavy rainstorm come through Amarillo. I mean, it was really heavy. And the road just turned into a sea of mud. And this is the old days before they had four-wheel drive on the fly. Okay, am I dating myself? I'm dating myself. Yeah, you know what? We had to get out, and you had to, like, lock the hubs. So I start down the road, and I realize now that I have to have four-wheel drive to get down the road. And as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, well, I got to get out of the truck. I have to lock the hubs. Oh, man, I'm going to have to, in the mud. Now, you know, I'm not a prima donna, but still. So, yeah, get out of the truck, ankle-deep mud, and lock the hubs, and then drive down and skid down the road to the transmitter and back. At least today, at least this morning, when I was out there wandering around in the knee-high snow, at least that stuff's not like the mud. At least it evaporates and it's gone. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. You can also IM me at am760.net. And this show is podcast and also streamed at am760.net. But as I said before, it's 626, 26 minutes after 6. Except for Alex and Jim, I don't know who else is up this morning. And I don't know what, I'd love to know what you're up and doing and how you made it home yesterday afternoon and how you're faring. And if you have to go to work this morning or you're at work, what's going on with you? I guess I had to close I-25. The reason I say I guess is because this is something else that happened to me last night. And I'm not going to say where I stayed. But the damn TV in the room didn't work. So the only national news and world news I've seen is when I came in this morning, and I saw no local news. Now, Mary tells me this morning that they had to close I-25. They closed it because they needed to get plows out there and get people out who were stuck. And I saw that starting to happen yesterday afternoon. But I have no idea what I-25 is like now. Is there anybody out there that's on I-25 or on any of the interstates? Jim was on 36 and says the plows are out there. And I think a lot of it is, a trick of if you can get out of your parking lot or where your car's parked or down your garage, or whatever, then you can make it, I guess. But if you can't do those things, then you're stuck. And you're particularly stuck too if your car doesn't have any clearance. That's another thing. So, Should I give them a free plug? Should I say today's the day you should go out to Rockies if they're open, which I assume they will be, and get out there and buy a four-wheel drive vehicle? Speaking of four-wheel drive vehicles, I got to tell you this, too. I saw an article last night, because there was no television, so I elected to read, and I saw an article last night. Several of you have called me in the past and have told me about Tesla. The electric car by Tesla that does 100 miles an hour. Guess what? There's another one out there. The company, and I meant to look them up on the internet this morning. The company is called, or the name of the car is called Venturi, I think. V-E-N-T-U-R-I. And it also is an electric vehicle. Now, the Tesla vehicle is like $100,000, of which I don't have. And the Venturi, I believe, is about as much or maybe more expensive. But I swear to you, before I go to my grave, I am going to have one of those electric cars. I am going to get one. Now, I know you're going to call and say, or you would normally call if you were up, you would call and say, but Jay, you don't have to have a $100,000 car. But you know what? I like the way the thing looks. And I love sports cars. And how cool would it be to drive around the Denver metro area, not in the weather that's out there now, but to drive around the Denver metro area and people go like, what is that? And to have one of those bright red Tesla electric cars. And this is my car. And, oh, by the way, I never go to a gas pump. Well, what do you mean you don't go to a gas pump? No, I just back it in the garage and plug it in. I mean, that's all you got to do. So I'm pretty excited about that. And see, we're going to have more of this stuff in the future. More of this stuff is going to go on in the future. So my one message would be to the Middle East. My one message would be to those countries that control fuel, oil, is that American ingenuity and worldwide ingenuity and technology will win out in the end. And eventually your monopoly is going to run out, and eventually we'll be free of you. It just depends on how fast and furious we want to get to that point. Gina, you made it to work at 6:30 this morning. How did you drive?
Oh, no. I had to be picked up. I was stranded out where I'm, you know, where I live.
You just couldn't drive, or you couldn't get your car out?
No, my car, the snow is up to the door handles on our van. And there was no way. And my husband, he was stranded here, you know, at the hotel with, I guess, all of you guys.
Yeah.
And I was stranded
at the fabulous hotel we were at, which we won't name,
yeah,
which sucked out loud, and the salmon was no good last night. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, he was stranded there, and I was stranded out, you know, at our home with our dogs because, you know, I could not leave the dogs. And one of my dogs is diabetic, and so,
oh wow,
so I had to, you know, I had to stay with the dogs. I couldn't stay at the hotel, and it was tough. And I had to be picked up this morning from a member of our news team, who came out there, ventured out there, the brave soul that he was.
Is that Mr. Darrell?
Yes. And I got stuck in a snowdrift, walking to meet him, up to my knees in snow along the sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can identify with that because, I've been saying now for the last 30 minutes, as I'm lugging my suitcase across the parking lot in snow up to my knees, I'm thinking to myself, boy, I got to have this gastric bypass. Either that or my coronary is going to blow out. I'm going to have a coronary.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, it's a mess out there.
Oh, I was huffing and puffing.
So now, what's the plan? Are you going to, like, stay here all day?
No, I've got to be able to get home, so hopefully...
How are you going to get home?
Hopefully, faithful Daryl's going to somehow... He's delivering people, you know, to and from. So hopefully he's going to, you know, somehow we'll make it home, get a ride home.
How are the roads in?
Oh, terrible. The side streets are basically impassable. The entire city looks like a ghost town. I think once we got onto I-25, I only saw two cars, actually on I-25. We were coming from the Dry Creek area up through the tech center, and two cars was all we saw out on the interstate.
How's I-25?
Snow-packed, snowdrifts. You're not going to be able to, I don't think you're going to be able to forge through it without a four-wheel. There's no way.
Buy a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, four-wheel.
But people who are listening to us this morning and don't have it,
no way.
Forget it. You might as well just don't go.
No, don't go. You're not going to make it. You're going to get stuck somewhere.
Are there plows out there operating?
I didn't see any plows, but I understand that they've got about 80 plows out around the city, you know, several hundred plows out around the state, but I did not see a plow.
Hmm.
And when I was watching television this morning before I left, I didn't even see any plows out. You know, I know they're out there. I know they're working hard, but... I think it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be days before they get all of this cleared and get the interstates back open.
Oh, man, don't talk like days.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I think so.
You think so? You think it's going to be days?
Yeah. You know that there are cars buried in the downtown area. The snow was still falling. And there was a BMW that was completely covered by snow in the downtown area.
Well, the forecast, there's no sunshine of any kind
predicted until Sunday, and the high today, high on Sunday is only going to be 34. The next highest day would be Christmas Day, in which it's going to be partly cloudy and 37, so there's not going to be any appreciable heat to melt off all this stuff.
No.
And we do have a chance, it's only about a 10% chance, but we've got a chance of snow again on Friday night and also on Saturday.
That's what I hear. It's going to be tough.
You know what I want to know? Why didn't I just stay in Florida 19 years ago? You know, if I wanted this, I could have just stayed in Chicago.
Really? Hey, I'm with you on that. You know, I had a chance to work for Carnival Cruise Lines several years ago. I would have been working out of Miami. And, you know, that sounded pretty good right now. Because my feet are frozen.
Oh, and I'm wet, too. And I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And we do have food up here. But you know something? It's not the kind of food you're supposed to eat.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, with the surgery coming up, they want me to, like, make smart food choices and eat plenty of protein-type stuff.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to be having these protein shakes and everything else, but I don't have the shakes. That's number one. And number two, there's nothing here that's healthy.
No.
It's all, like, sweet rolls and stuff.
A giant blueberry muffin. That's what I have sitting in front of me right now. Not good.
No, it isn't good at all. All right, well, I mean, is there any traffic to do? Because
a few cars, like I said, are venturing out onto I-25, like I said, that I saw across the city, but obviously traffic jams is not the issue. We still have several highway and interstate closures, which most people should know about by now, including both I-70 and I-76 that are closed east out of the city. I understand Peña Boulevard is back open, getting into and out of the airport, but I don't think it's going to help most of those folks that are stranded out there. So weather today.
Oh, by the way, we need to put this in here. The city is towing any cars that are stranded.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, they can't leave them there.
I know, I understand. They have to get the plows through. So,
and I'm not sure about this either. Does the city use flat? I don't think they use flatbed. I think they use jerk them and take them, don't they? Oh my God, my front end of my BMW.
Oh gosh. Well, it's going to be fun. We have a blizzard warning until noon. 2 to 5 more inches expected today, with snow tapering off by the afternoon. We're only looking for a high of 31. Right now, we have light snow, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. That's right. For a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number three, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number two, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting until post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
If you're out Christmas shopping and the budget's really lean, stop in at Checker Auto, where our gifts will save you green.
Hijack a Rampa tool or mat to keep the car floor clean. All from Checker, your low-price shopping scene.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our Pro-X1 20.4-volt cordless power tool set. That's a drill, skill saw, reciprocating saw, spotlight, and two batteries, all for just $99 complete. Or how about a muscular 4,000-watt peak power electric generator by Champion? Great for camping, RV, or emergencies, specially priced at only $299. All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
Here's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Weird, creepy music. At 6:39, 39 minutes after 6. AM 760 Progressive Talk, good morning.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans, even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
For instance, the guy, Jim, I believe his name was, who called up who delivers oxygen, so he has to go to work this morning. Maybe you don't have to go to work. And we were talking before I got on the radio here, because all of us got in here at about 3:30, 4 o'clock. In some of the other shows, we were talking about the fact that, you know what? Nobody we know is going to work. Everybody's staying home. Here's Julie, who's stuck in Chicago. Julie, are you in Chicago?
That's me. You used to live here, right?
Yeah, I did. Where are you in Chicago?
I'm at least at a hotel, but it's outside of Midway Airport.
Oh, is it really? Oh my God! Are you not over there? Are you out there by Midway?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you know what? Mary and I didn't live by Midway. I'll tell you where we lived. We lived in the South Loop.
And I grew up out here in the Northwest suburbs, but it's like I was flying Southwest Airlines to do business trips, and
right.
Luckily they told me before my final stop was out in Columbus, so when I was trying to come home yesterday from Columbus, they said, well, we can get you to Chicago, but they just closed DIA, and that would have been maybe like 8:30 your time, 10:30 or 11 o'clock, whatever it was, you know, where I was in Columbus. So I'm like, well, it's probably better to at least get to Chicago, and then it's just a nonstop flight, whatever I can get on, but...
They're not opening, they're saying they're not going to open the airport until tonight.
Yeah, and then what she just told me when I was talking with the lady on the phone just now, she said, well, the flights tomorrow were already booked for regular people wanting to travel for the holidays. You know, I put you on a priority list, but you'll have to, you know, go to the airport. The first flight out is at 7:05, and you can get on a standby list, and hopefully there's some people who are going to say, I don't want to fly, and, you know, there'll be some seats open. So even tomorrow's looking, you know, bleak for getting home. So I'm feeling like Steve Martin and John Candy.
Yeah, really bizarre. So what are you going to do if you're? What are you going to do if you can't get home? What are you going to do if you're stuck there? How are you going to entertain yourself? Except, I guess you go into the city, right?
Well, I could. I mean, they have the train over here. I guess if I could rent a car. I mean, my company's been great. They were sending emails. I was listening to your show online, and you know, you're saying a lot of people don't have to go into work, and they were sending emails yesterday morning, probably by 8 o'clock or 8:30, saying, you know, if you don't have to come in, don't. You know, the senior VP of HR sent everybody that email and said, you know, stay home with your families. They sent another email later in the day, saying, you know, just don't try to come in. And then I got another email late last night saying, you know, tomorrow's looking bad too. Just stay home. And so it's like, wow. If I could get home, I'd love to stay home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the L train runs, if you can get it, and you should be able to, it runs.
You can get it at the airport.
Yeah, it runs from where you are. It runs downtown into the loop, and mm-hmm. then from there you can go virtually any place with a short taxi ride. You know that, so.
I could go down Michigan Avenue and see the sights, but it's raining and dreary here too, because that's what they had predicted for this area. We weren't going to get the snow. We were going to, you know, it was going to get rainy from this part of the storm that you guys are still getting. So it's like, well, you know, Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you're stuck there overnight, good restaurant tip: take the L train in, go to Carson's for ribs.
Okay. I went to the, have you ever been to the Firehouse?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We did that on Monday night when I first got in this way, because I had to come through Chicago, do some work here, and then went over to Columbus yesterday. But it's like, boy, that was a great place. And funny, getting on the political bent, I guess that was the same restaurant where they took George Bush when he was in town
right.
for his 60th birthday.
Exactly.
So we ended up getting the waiter who had served the party, and he's like, you know, I'm not a fan. He was trying to be very, you know, tactful when he was telling us this story.
Yeah, really.
He said it was fascinating because, you know, there was the press and there was a lot of Secret Service and there were all the big wheels around Chicago that were at this, you know, a lot of the Chamber of Commerce folks and what. And he said it was amazing. He said I almost dropped the plates a couple of times because to listen to the guy, he was very eloquent. And I'm like, who are we talking about the same person? He says, I know. I was thinking the same thing. That's why I almost dropped the plate. But he's, you know, talking in full sentences, you know, very educated sounding answers when people were asking pretty pointed questions about when are we getting out of Iraq. And then it got time to do the birthday thing and to do the celebration. And all of a sudden, all the TV, you know, folks that were there, they turn on the lights, you know, for the.
Right.
And he said, then the guy turned into the idiot boy that we see on TV all the time, you know, where he's stuttering and, you know, and he said it was just fascinating to watch, you know, because I was listening to the conversation prior to that and, you know, he seemed like a regular guy. He even seemed somewhat, you know, entertaining, you know, in a good way. And he says, and I couldn't believe I was even thinking that. And then they turned the lights on, and it was kind of like a Pavlovian response, where he's just like,
Yeah, that is weird. Well, hey, listen, I hope you get home. If you go to Carson's, go in the corner. I can't describe how to get there, but go in the corner. I think there's a bar by there. If you look on the wall, you'll see my picture with two other guys when I was considerably younger. And doing nights at WLS. But listen, good luck, and I hope you get home okay. And thanks for calling in. We love you, and we hope you get home okay.
Yeah, thanks so much. I miss you guys, too. I wish I was home.
We wish you were here, too.
All right, thanks.
See you, Julie.
Take care.
All right, if Jeff in Westminster will hang on, we'll come to him next and see how he made it to work right now. 6:46, 14 away from 7. And we'll get a look at what little traffic there is out there on the roads with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, again, as we're reporting now, we just have blowing snow. It continues to fall around the metro area, and very few folks out on the roadways. We are seeing some souls venturing out onto the interstates, both I-25 and I-70, but you're going to run into snow-packed and icy conditions and very high snow drifts in some areas. Lots of abandoned vehicles along the Boulder Turnpike in both directions, so you're going to have to steer around those. Of course, we still have closures. That includes I-25 that is closed both directions between Highway 7 and the Wyoming state line due to the conditions. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5 more inches expected, high of 31 right now, light snow, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
You did it again, didn't you? You waited until the last minute. Now you're running out of minutes. So wrap it up this weekend at Lowe's. Spend $50 or more and be eligible to register for a $10 off coupon. Not a minute too soon.
Lowe's Spend and Get event through Sunday. Eligibility for a $10 Spend and Get coupon requires enrollment through Lowe's.com and a qualifying purchase of at least $50 between this December 21st and 24th. Only one coupon per household per day. Visit Lowe's.com or any store for additional program details. Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 75031.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Blizzard warning still in effect until noon today. If you don't have to go out, don't. Snow, high of 27, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go to AM760.net for all the closing information you need. And talking to you on the phone. You got to work. How'd you do it? How'd you make it yesterday? 303-713-7600. Here's Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you went to work this morning, and where are you?
Well, I'm on, Highway 36 in Federal, just north there.
How's it look?
Oh, it's nasty.
It's a mess.
I wasn't going to call. I was driving in. I was like, yeah, there's a few abandoned cars here. You know, every intersection has snow plowed into it, so you kind of... You know, everything's pretty much one lane.
Right.
Of course. And then when I got here, I was like, oh, my God, it's regular, you know, parking lot. There's cars just pulled off and just stopped and stuck.
So what is it that you do, if you don't mind me asking, that you had to come to work this morning?
Well, I have a coffee shop, and, of course, I missed yesterday, and it looks like I'm missing today revenue-wise.
Oh, I see.
So I figured, well, I'll get in here and I'll get some snow out of the way, and I can't do that.
So what are you going to do? Just go back?
Parked all over.
So what are you going to do? Just go back home, or what are you going to do?
No, I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee.
Well, you know what? I mean, are you going to open for business today?
I'm going to try to. Yeah, I'm going to open here in a bit, but, I mean, I can't. I had to actually park out on the street. I couldn't actually get in here because there's so many cars just abandoned, parked, you know, every which way.
Well, you want to give your coffee shop a plug?
Sure, yeah. It's the Espresso Lane. It's right north of 36 on Federal.
All right, Espresso Lane is your unofficial Storm Center Coffee headquarters. So make it on over there. Say hello to fellow Progressive Jeff and buy some coffee and... tell them hello. So
happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So I guess the people who left the cars out there, I guess they just walked away. They just left them and took off, right?
Who knows? There's no tracks anywhere.
Wow, that's weird. Well, you know what? The city says they're going to tow.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd imagine they'll tow the ones on the street. There's 10 of them on the street here. But the ones on the lot, looks like I'll have to deal with those, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess you'll have to get them towed yourself, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. You know?
No, you're too cool.
No, I'll let the air out of their tires. No.
All right, no. Give your coffee shop a plug again.
It's the Espresso Lane, and I'm on Highway 36 and Federal on the north side, northeast corner.
All right, man, if I find myself in that part of town, I'll stop by and say hey.
Do it, Jay. Have a good morning.
Okay, you too, bud.
Oh, yeah.
See ya. Let's go to Dave on the cell phone. Dave, you made it to work?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Dave. Did you make it to work?
Yeah, I made it. I have a four-wheel drive, little short bed Ford with plow on the front and the back. I just came in to plow my lot.
Oh, wow, man. So you went to work because you had to plow, right?
Yeah, I don't have to, but if you don't at least get some pads in there when it starts to warm up, you know, then you don't have anything to drive on.
And how was it getting over there this morning?
Well, I came from Green Mountain. When I went out my back gate, there was about 40 inches of snow in my back patio.
Oh, Lord.
But once I got out the alley and onto Alameda, it was like 6 inches of snowpack, but there was plows everywhere. I've heard some people say they didn't see any plows. I followed four plows down Union to get onto 6th Avenue.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing seems to be that if you can get out of your driveway or if you can get out of your parking lot, depending on where you are, if you get on the street, you got a fighting chance, but you got to be careful. But if you can't get out of your driveway or you can't get out of your parking lot, then you might as well forget it because you're not going anywhere. I think that's the big thing.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to go anywhere today. You can stay home. Christmas Eve is coming up. Christmas is coming up. Stores aren't going to be open. It's going to be a madhouse. The snowplow drivers would just as soon see you stay home so they could get the roads clear.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. If you don't have to get out today, don't do it. Just hang out at home and enjoy a free day off, courtesy of Mother Nature, right?
I think we're going to take tomorrow off too.
You speak for yourself.
Saturday, Sunday.
Speak for yourself. I'll be here tomorrow.
Well, I don't mean me. I mean my employees.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. What is it you do? Can I ask you what you do for a living?
I run a school for electricians.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, so school, yeah, so you naturally would be closed today, right?
Yeah. Luckily, gave them today and tomorrow off. We were going to have a teacher's meeting, but they weren't able to get in.
All right. Well, listen, Dave, it's good to talk to you, man, and thanks for checking in with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're there.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, and happy holidays to you. All right. You heard what Dave said. If you don't have to go to work this morning, if you do not have to get out this morning, don't get out. Here's the reason. And he brought up a really good point. And being the mature adult that I am, I should have brought the point up. But I didn't. And he did. And so let me re-stress it, or let me stress it again. That if you don't have to be out, don't be out. Because if you're off the roads, it makes it easier to plow them and get them cleared up. Plus, there are those of us who do have to get out. And it makes it easier for us if you're not on the roads. I don't mean to be selfish, but thing is, you got people who have essential jobs, and they got to get out, and they got to be there. Now, you can go by the coffee shop if you're looking for something to do today. The Espresso Lane there, you can go by there and hang out with Jeff in Westminster, or that's where he's actually from, but I get it. You can go out there and hang out with him. But I would just stay off the roads, basically. Because if you don't have to be out there. If you need closing information, once again, you can get that by simply going to am760.net. And we have all the closing information there. And the list updates itself automatically. So it's the latest information. Word is on DIA, not going to be open until tonight. So if you're like Julie and you're listening to us online and you're stuck some other place, air traffic is going to be backed up. I know a guy who we work with here who yesterday, and I assume he made it, was leaving to go to Las Vegas for the holidays. And I assume he got out. So he's going to miss the whole thing. But for the rest of us, happy holidays. Here we are. And the snow is not going to stop probably until about noon today. And then we've got a chance of snow coming up again on Friday night. But this is only about a 10% chance, and also a 10% chance of snow on Saturday. The first really clear sunny day we'll have will be Sunday, but the high that day is only going to get up to 34, so it's a couple of degrees above freezing. So there's not going to be any appreciable heat to be able to melt off some of the snow. All right, we'll take more of your calls, and we'll hang with you. And we'll get to the information as fast as we can. Stick with us this morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Susan Witkin in Denver. The blizzard has stopped everything in Denver, smothering the city in 2 feet of snow. We have drifts as high as 5 feet in some areas. Thousands of travelers are stranded at Denver's airport. Pillows and blankets are in every nook and cranny of the airport. Officials think planes will start flying again sometime around midday. There's so much snow on the ground, the post office is shut down. There's no mail, pickup, or delivery. Schools and even shopping malls are being used as temporary shelters.
This is Sarah Yosin in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We have a lot of drifting snow, a lot of blowing snow, a lot of ground blizzard conditions, and a lot of the interstates and roads are just shut down and closed. It's still bitterly cold outside.
I'm Frank Setapani. Overseas, the notorious London fog is forcing airlines to cancel hundreds of flights through Heathrow Airport for the third straight day.
I did see quite a few people crying. That was mainly young people who were obviously very keen to get home and wouldn't be able to make it.
A passenger trying to get back to Washington said it's bedlam. The terminal is so packed you can barely walk. This is the day some Marines will find out if they'll face charges in last year's alleged massacre of 24 Iraqi civilians.
This is Steve Futterman at Camp Pendleton. More than a half dozen Marines are expected to be charged. Those who were in Haditha at the scene of the killings will face the most serious charges, which could include either murder or manslaughter. In addition, several officers who were not in Haditha will also be charged for the way they handled the initial investigation.
For some historians, the best of all possible Christmas presents will arrive a few days late, but the wait could be well worth it. CBS's Steve Kathan is here to tell us why.
Come the first of the year, secret government documents 25 years old or older are declassified.
The Reagan years did see a notable increase in secrecy.
Stephen Aftergood of the Federation of American Scientists says that intriguing peek into the closing days of the world of the Cold War will be interesting.
It's an important process because it is, after all, our history.
He says it'll take years and decades for scholars to go through it all. Frank?
Ceremonies a few hours from now at Arlington Ceremony will mark the 18th anniversary of the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland. Carol Weep's brother was one of the 270 people who died that day.
My mom got to the door, and I just blurted out. I said, Ricky's plane is missing. And my mom collapsed in the doorway, and I will never forget the look on her face.
The story of Christmas is 2,000 years old, but this may be the first time it's being told in a podcast. Boston's Cardinal Sean O'Malley is delivering a downloadable Christmas message on video in three languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese. New government figures show the housing slump held economic growth to a 2% annual rate over the summer months. That's down from the previous estimate of 2.2%. S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
A second attempt to explain a deadly West Virginia mine disaster to the victims' families didn't go any better than the first. CBS's Jim Crisula has the story.
Some of the Sago families call the state's report on the January 2nd accident a joke, an effort to pacify the governor. Many, including Pam Campbell, who lost her brother-in-law in the explosion, questioned the theory that it was triggered by lightning.
If you're going to tell me that lightning struck the Sago mine, then you need to tell me how it got in there.
One nagging concern for the relatives of the 12 men who died at Sago, if it was lightning. Why aren't new regulations in place requiring mines to be evacuated when there's lightning nearby? Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Discovery shuttle crew will spend what's supposed to be its last full day in space testing a flight control system, stowing gear, and deploying a small satellite. Weather conditions will determine whether Discovery comes home tomorrow or Saturday and where. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
I'm Susan Witkin with AM 760 Local News Update. The sound in Denver this morning is silence. No need to get up for work or school. Just about everything is closed, and it is still snowing.
Well, we're just starting to see an indication now that the storm is starting to lift out. It's starting to move into western Kansas. Having said that, our guess right now is that the blizzard warning will be taken down at noon today.
Meteorologist Nick Carter tells us that even though the winds will die down, the snow won't stop until mid-afternoon. Unless it's an emergency, there's no need to get in your car. Every major public school system is closed this morning. Even if you do get in your car, you can't get out of Denver. I-70 still shut down to the east. I-25 to the north and south out of Denver. No postal service today for Pueblo to the Wyoming border. DIA is closed this morning, and the runways are not expected to reopen until tonight. All schools and business closings are happening. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Well, been virtually no traffic out on our primary highways, which is a good thing. The snow still accumulating, snow-packed, icy, and impassable conditions still prevail in many areas, including your side streets. Pena Boulevard is back open, but only passable by four-wheel or cars with chains. DIA advising that you should only come to the airport if you are an employee or if you're picking someone up. Of course, it's going to be closed until further notice, a possible opening around 7 p.m. tonight, but that's the most hopeful scenario. Security wait time there. 5 minutes. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5 more inches expected, high of 31. Right now, light snow, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans, even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
Oh, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting until post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Eight minutes after 7, snow today, high of 27, and if you didn't hear the forecast at the top of the hour, blizzard warning, blizzard conditions until about noon today, and the snow, the wind will die down after noon, and the snow should lift or stop later on this afternoon. Virtually everything is closed. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. It's there for you. Please, if you don't have to be out on the roads, don't get out, because They're a mess. They're just a mess everywhere. The first hour I was talking about this electric car, and because, as you know, I love automobiles, and I'm real hopeful about the future. I mean, I believe that the technology, that our technology and inventiveness, not only here in the United States but also around the world, will eventually free us from our dependency on fossil fuel. But check this out. I've suddenly decided that this Venturi car is not for me. Here's why. Okay, listen to this. This thing is the 2006 Venturi Fetish Front, is what they call it. Or the Fetish, I guess, is what they call it. The obscure French automaker has been showing off the world's first electronic...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
You are making it through the storm. Whether you had to go to work this morning, if you did have to go to work this morning, how was the drive in? Where are you and what are you doing, basically? And I would assume that anybody who's running a talk show in this town this morning is obviously asking these same questions, because we've all got stories to tell about how we made it through this thing and how we've made it through this thing so far. For many of us, there's a stage two to this baby, which is going to be trying to get home after we get done. I've got some stuff to do around here, but then I'm going to, you know, about 11 or noon, I'm going to try to get out of here. And I hope I can make it home. And I should be able to, because I got four-wheel drive, so I should be okay. I got Mary's car, and it's four-wheel drive, so I should be all right. But 303-713-7600, and I wonder if any of you are even up this morning. We did get to two or three calls in the 6 7 o'clock hour. I wonder how many people are up this morning, because if you don't have to go to work, why would you be up if you didn't have to go to work? Unless you're just one of those people like I am. And even on the days when I don't have to go to work, I automatically wake up. But if you don't have to go to work, why would you get up? And how much snow we're going to get at the end of this thing? The National Weather Service has predicted 6 to 10 inches of snow would fall overnight, with totals of 16 to 30 inches in the Denver metro area. Also, the other thing is DIA is supposed to reopen, they're saying could reopen tonight at 6 o'clock, and the first flight out could be 7:30. The other thing is, did you abandon your car on the road, at least in Denver, if you did? The word we have is the city is going to tow. So you might get your vehicle yanked. That's the word we have. If you got your car stuck, and I saw plenty of cars starting to get stuck yesterday afternoon. Down here where we are in the tech center, there were no cars in and around this area on the roads that were stuck. I did see a guy, I felt sorry for this guy, I saw a guy in a van trying to pull a snowplow. I'm using the right word here, not a snowplow, a snow removal machine. You know, one of those deals you ride around, and it blows snow to the side. And the guy was hopelessly stuck. And he was just stuck on the side of the road. I mean, he wasn't going anywhere. And there was nothing I could do for him. And that was about 4:10 this morning. Lord knows where he is now. Here's Mark in Wheat Ridge. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Where are you and what are you doing?
Hi, Jay. Yeah, we're driving. We came from 32nd Ward. We're actually going to Cherry Hills Village University in Quincy area.
Yeah.
And it's really not too bad, actually. The roads are all pretty plowed. And, you know, I got a four-wheel drive Jeep. We're going about 25 miles an hour. I'm not one of those people that think I can do 80.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
It really hasn't too bad. I've been on the road about probably an hour. It'll probably take me about an hour and a half to get from point A to point B.
How about, though, if you don't have four-wheel drive? Like, there's a lot of people out there who don't have four-wheel drive, and we had this woman, Alex, call us this morning between 6 and 7, and she walked to work, but her car is hopelessly buried in her apartment building parking lot. I mean, she's just not going to get it out.
Yeah, I don't think that you can make it if you don't have four-wheel drive. When you turn onto the side streets, there's, you know, where the plows will put all the snow. It's really deep. There was 3 feet of snow in my driveway in Wheat Ridge, and I plowed right through it in the Jeep. But if you don't have four-wheel drive, I think it'd be silly to go out. I don't think you'd make it.
Yeah, you won't get very far. Do you see a lot of abandoned cars?
Yeah, I've probably seen in this 10, 12-mile trip, I've probably seen maybe 20. There was one truck that was down a hill near 470 and the I-70 interchange there that looked like maybe possibly could have got hurt. But, you know, one nice thing about driving, to tell you the truth, Jay, is that there's not a whole lot of cars on the road now. So I can just take my time and it's going okay. I think the plows did a great job, by the way. I want to put a plug in for those guys.
Yeah, they're out there working hard. Are you going to work this morning?
Yeah, I work construction. I need money for Christmas, Jay, so I can't stay home.
Wait a minute, though. If you work in construction, how in the world, how are you going to work today without out where it is like it is outside? I mean, how are you going to work today?
Well, I do tile, so it's not really I'm inside. So the only challenge will be to get into the project. All of my tools are already there and that kind of thing, so I won't... you know, we don't have to carry tools in and that kind of stuff. So that's not really an issue. We just might have to park out in the street and walk into the project.
Oh, okay. So you're in pretty good shape then in that respect. Then all you have to do is make sure you can get into your work site. And with four-wheel drive, you should be able to make it, right?
Just going slow. There's a lot of people, not a lot of people, but a few vehicles that have passed me doing 50 or 60 that I think are crazy, but I'm 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's me, baby. 25 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour at the most. I'm not going to hit nobody. Hey, Mark, good luck, man. Happy holidays, and glad to hear from you this morning.
Have a great Christmas.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, well, good for him. He made it. We got some other people hanging on. And 303-713-7600, if you're headed to work this morning, what is it that you do that you have to be at work? Otherwise, I'd stay home. And how did you make it through the storm? Also, where were you yesterday afternoon when this stuff started getting really bad? That's another thing I want to know. What was going on with you? 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. For complete closing information, go to am760.net. It's right there for you. And right now, Gina is here with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, status quo around the city, and it's definitely pretty static. Nothing going on, including traffic. The city virtually shut down, still under a state of emergency here, and travel discouraged. Very few cars out on the roads. CDOT working hard, though, to clear primary roads. That includes the interstates, the turnpike, C-470, 6th Avenue. Secondary roads and transition ramps will only be plowed on an emergency basis or as they get to them. That'll not likely today. Weather outlook, blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5 more inches expected, high of only 31 right now, light snow 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
I'm Stone Quaid.
Al Franken.
Very successful tour. Everybody, it was just a fabulous show. The cheerleaders are terrific this year. They came on as the Taliban cheerleaders, as they always do. Today we went around in helicopters to forward operating bases in Kuwait, and they didn't have terrific things to say. And then I asked them, well, what is the opinion of most of the troops? And finally the answer was, I can't tell you.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, blizzard condition, blizzard warning, or whatever you want to call it, until 12 noon today. If you need closings, go to am760.net, and they're right there for you. Snow, high today, 27, the sun is just now up, and it's white out there. And we've been just talking all morning, you're visiting back and forth about the weather, and about how you made it, and what's going on, and if you made it to work. And let me go to Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, hi, you're on am760, good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, considering, you know. considering I was not in my sleep number bed last night, which my back is killing me, and the place that they put us up in, the food was no good, the salmon was awful, and I didn't sleep very well. But yeah, I'm here. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. I had to get up early. I have dogs, and had to shovel a path to get them out so they could do their business.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you know what? If you've got animals and you got to let them out, you've got dogs, you've got to let them out, the backyard is probably, the door is probably, it's probably snowed up to the door, right?
It had snowed beyond the door. Because the snow's so light, we were able to push the door open, but we had to shovel before the dogs could go out. And it's amazing when it's snowy like this. It doesn't take them long.
No. You know what? You know something? Speaking of that, that's really true. The Welsh Corgi, Coco, loves to play in the snow. Has the heavy fur, has the pad on her paws,
mm-hmm.
But Jackson, the Minpin, does not have the fur, and does not have the padding on his paws. And you're right; he's all about going out there doing business and getting right back in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to point out and why I called was, if people get a chance, go outside and listen how quiet it is. It is amazing how noisy the airport is, how noisy traffic is, and how we just kind of live with it because it's our lifestyle. It is so quiet outside. It's just lovely.
You know, that reminds me, when Mary and I first moved here, this was 10 years ago, and we had come from Chicago, and we used to live on the north side of Chicago on a street called Orchard, and it was off of Clark, I believe. And the city was really noisy. And we rented a house, and I can't remember what part of town it was in. It was in District 3 of the Denver Police Department. So it was off University, I believe. And the first couple of nights, we couldn't figure out what was missing. And then it hit us. What a quiet place this is.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. in what you say. I mean, if people go out right now and stand outside, you're not going to hear automobiles. You're not going to hear the airport. You're not going to hear anything going on out there. And it is. It's dead quiet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And see, I live up in Thornton, so I catch DIA traffic. And as a matter of fact, we, City of Thornton, received a payment from a lawsuit they won against DIA for noise pollution, and we used part of that settlement to soundproof our house, putting in the double-pane windows and so on, and it was amazing how much sound that cut down. You don't realize how much noise pollution there is from the airport until you have a day like today where the airport is unfortunately shut down for all the poor travelers, but it sure is nice and quiet.
The wind's still blowing out there, though, isn't it?
Not much. Not much. It's not bad. Up here in Thornton, it's not that bad. There's a little bit of snow still coming down, but it's pretty calm. And relatively speaking, it's pretty warm because you're not dealing with the wind chill. The other thing I'd like to mention, if I may, is most 99.9% of us made it home. We've had power. We've had electricity. We've had food. You know, we're able to call in the radio. This might be a good time to perhaps share with those who don't, maybe donate some money to Xcel's program to help people who can't pay their heating bills, or donate to the Denver Rescue Mission for the homeless, or, you know, other groups that take care of those who are less fortunate than us, because I was so grateful yesterday that I was sitting in my heated vehicle coming to my heated house with absolutely no concerns about what I was going to eat for dinner. You know, this storm is just an inconvenience, whereas for some other people, this can be life-threatening.
Yeah, very, very good points. Really, really good points. Good thinking on your part. Sandy, thank you. Great call. Thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Oh, happy holidays. Okay, let's go to Bernard in Denver. Bernard, you're on AM 760. You made it to work, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know me. I got to go to work.
That's right. I forgot who this was, and now I know who it is. And I haven't heard from you, like, in a long, long, long time. And
happy Hanukkah, brother.
And can I? Yeah. And can I?
I'll just say
what it is you do. You don't want me to, or you don't mind?
It's fine. I don't care.
Bernie is one of Denver's finest. He's a Denver police officer. We won't give you the rank and all that kind of stuff and what he actually does, but he keeps track of people like me. But
yeah.
Did you have any trouble getting to work this morning?
Yeah, you know, coming out of where I live there, I was hitting 2.5-3 foot drifts, but once I hit a plowed street, it's fine. People shouldn't be out. It's crazy. I came out here to take care of those that get out.
Yeah, so you're as a official spokesperson for the city of Denver, being a cop, you would say if you don't have to go to work, stay off the roads and stay home.
If I didn't have to come to work, I'd be home. It's nuts, but I have. You know me. I got to come to work.
Yeah, you don't have any choice. I'm sure Donna and Fred, Fred's off. He's on vacation, or as they say in Chicago, furlough. But Donna, who's another police officer, friend of ours in common, she has to go to work this morning, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. I mean, I got a big four-wheel drive truck, so, but I was hitting a couple spots there where I was off the streets, 3-foot drifts. But I got a big enough truck to get through them, and I got big tires. You know, what messes the system up is people get out here and, even if you have four-wheel drive, if you don't have the right tires on it, you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. I had okay luck with Mary's four-wheel. I had all right luck getting to work. Is virtually everybody you work with, are they there this morning?
No. I'm the only one in the office right now.
Really?
I just called, and he said, well, I'll be there in a couple hours.
Oh, so in other words, you will have help today.
Yeah. And I'm going to go downstairs and see. I mean, it's just crazy. All the you know, half the fleet out here stranded.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to ask you. How are the cars going to get around?
Well, they were chaining them up yesterday afternoon when I was leaving, when it really started to turn bad. So they were chaining them up. So I'm sure they got some chained up. But even with chains, they're not going to get anywhere unless they're in a plowed street.
Yeah, because of the clearance, right?
Yeah, and then we have a percentage of the fleet that's four wheel drive. So I'm sure they're. I didn't see any. I saw one of those in the lot. So I'm sure they're out patrolling in those.
Well, it's good to hear from you. When are we going to get together?
You know what? I'd love to. I lost your numbers. Why didn't you lose them? They're all disconnected again. I mean, I don't know what that celebrity thing is where you have to keep changing.
Well, my numbers are my home numbers. You know what? Call Donna. My numbers are still the same. You know I'm going to the hospital the 27th.
Yeah, I'm staring every morning, brother. You know that.
So, yeah. So get the number from Donna, or, I mean, I'd put you on hold and give it to you now, but I can't do both at one time, so just...
I understand. I'll get it from Donna.
Get it from Donna, call me, and I'll be home for 2 weeks recovering, so fall by the house.
I will.
Serve a warrant or something.
Yeah. Hey, you, we know you're in there recuperating. Come out with your hands up. Oh, yeah, that'll stretch. Don't do that.
You're the best, pal.
Take care.
Be safe.
Everybody.
All right.
Take care.
There's my buddy Bernard, who I've known, I guess, known him, and a lot of my friends are Denver police officers, and I've known him for over 10 years now, dating back to the tragic Bruce Vanderjack slaying. All right, it's coming up on 7:30 here, 303-713-7600. And if you don't have to be on the roads, as Bernard said, please don't. But we're hearing from a lot of you who have made it to work okay and seem to be doing all right. And everybody seems to be making it okay. And as, you know, we're lucky. We're lucky we got power. We're lucky we got, you know, things are hanging in. I'm looking out the window here. It's still snowing, but... And it looks like it's still blowing out here where we are. I don't know. Up in Thornton, apparently, I guess the wind has somewhat died down. Gina, I guess they're talking about opening DIA, what, at about 6 o'clock this evening, maybe?
Yeah, I heard 7 or after, but that's the most hopeful scenario. You know, it may not even occur.
What do you mean? They may not open DIA at all tonight?
It's a possibility.
Wow. Now, people who want closing information, go to am760.net. We are, by the way, the big number one story in the national news.
Yes.
We're all over the place. I mean, they're showing shots of Denver everywhere.
Yeah, I was watching it on both CNN and Fox News.
Oh, God, we don't talk Fox fiction, you mean?
Stop.
Fox fiction? You're talking about Fox fiction? We report, you decide where they discovered the internal memo there directing the correspondents what to say?
Oh, come on.
About Iraq? No, they did. I swear to God, it was made public. You know what? I'll find it and I'll send it to you an email.
Okay.
I swear. You think I'm lying? Would I lie to you?
No, I don't think you'd lie. I think
I am not stretching it. I swear to you, it's true. I swear to God, it is true. I swear on whatever is holy that it is true, that it's a fact that I'll have to go look it up. But Media Matters for America had it and got a hold of the memo. And so did a bunch of other people, including MSNBC, and Keith Olbermann had it on. So, you know, if it wasn't true, they wouldn't have put it up there. Don't you? You can't get away with putting a major story up there like that and it not being true.
I find they have a lot of credibility, so...
Oh, come on! You're out of your mind! What, do you think Fox has a lot of credibility?
Besides, you know, Shepard Smith has great eyes.
Shepard Smith is a wimp. Shepard Smith would be home now. He wouldn't even be here in the snow. Shepard, I threw a temper tantrum in Miami Smith. Gina, we got to send you to re-education camp. You're disgusting. How can you believe anything Fox says? They've been caught so many times, it's unbelievable. How about Judith Reagan? Are you hip to that story?
Yeah, and that's pretty atrocious.
The publishing is a Jewish cabal? Okay, come on. That's Fox. She got fired, naturally.
Okay, why don't you get on Bill O'Reilly? I like him, too. So.
Well, I don't like him either. He lies on a regular basis. No, he does. I mean, here's Bill's latest lie. This is true. Here's his latest lie. Okay, the employees of Best Buy have been instructed not to say Merry Christmas. They've been instructed to say Happy Holidays. Bill gets on the air and claims that he got that from an employee of Best Buy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you go back and listen to the tapes of his nationally syndicated radio show, and the woman who gave him the example was not an employee. She was a shopper at Best Buy. Seriously.
Okay.
He distorted that. He lied.
Maybe he has bad producers.
No, Bill O lies on a regular basis. All right. Anyway, what's traffic look like?
Well, it's calm and quiet around the city, Jay, so most folks not venturing out. That's good. If you must drive, you really should have a four-wheel. You're going to need to chain up before hitting the highways. CDOT's really backed up, and the interstates are still snow-packed and icy. In fact, we have this unusual side effect that chains are required for all commercial vehicles and semis in the city. That's on all metro area interstates. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas, how far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Sony Style. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Come on into Sony Style now and take advantage of great extended financing offers on select Sony HD TVs. These financing offers will only be around for a limited time, so stop into Sony Style today. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
Remember, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at GEICO.com. Besides, it's a real nice place to visit.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Will remain in effect until 12 noon. You need closing information, go to am760.net. Virtually everything really, though, is closed. How you doing? 303-713-7600. How'd you make it through the storm? Are you on your way to work this morning? Are you at work? What's going on? This is what we're talking about this morning. We have virtually made national news all over. I'm getting emails from people, man, who I worked with 15 years ago. Are you okay there in Denver? Yeah, we made it. Here's Steve in Frisco. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
Not too bad, although I was trying to get back to Hall yesterday, and flight was canceled, so had to wait around the airport, catch a bus back, and that took a while.
Oh, wow. All right, so you go out to the airport, right? You went out to DIA.
Yep.
And where were you going to take the flight to?
Back to Akron, Canton, Ohio.
Okay, and they said... And what time were you out there, by the way?
10:15.
In the morning?
In the morning.
And they said it was canceled already?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you take a bus back. How long does that take?
That took an hour and a half. So after kind of taking a nice little lunch and waiting almost an hour outside, by the time I got back to Stapleton Park and Ride, it was 3:15 about.
Then you got your car.
Got my car.
And how long did it take you to get home from there?
It took me 45 minutes of digging out. Thank God I'm a backcountry skier and had my avalanche gear with me. And so I had my shovel and had a guy who was also stuck. So he dug for me. I drove. He dug some more. I drove all the way out to the road. And then I went back and got him. And then it took me about 3 hours to get to Golden to a buddy's house.
So I assume you're not going to Canton.
Not until Saturday. And so when the weather clears, I'm going to go back up to Frisco and go skiing tomorrow.
You're going to get it? Come on, you're joking. You're going to go skiing?
Sure, why not?
Well, you know there's a slight chance of snow on Saturday. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
About a 10% chance, but it's not that big. It's not like it is now, of course. But all right, so you're going to spend tomorrow skiing. So,
yeah.
So, what, you have time off from work? Is that what the story was? You were going to Canton for the holidays?
Yep, I got all the way until next Wednesday off, so, oh, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, you might as well take advantage of it. Man, I didn't, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I didn't realize that your car would be that buried by 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, there was about 2-foot drifts around my car.
See, I didn't have that, and maybe the reason I didn't have it is because I came and went. So I had gotten home and was home for a couple hours, and then they called and said, if you're going to come back, you better do it now because they're going to close I-25.
Yeah.
So I never went through that. This morning, you know, it was the weirdest thing this morning when I went out to my car this morning. The worst part about it was the drifts around my car were up to my knees. My back rear windshield wasn't covered at all. My front was covered, and I didn't dig out. I got four wheel. I managed to clear it all and then just backed out and got out. But, I mean, that stuff piled up fast yesterday, didn't it?
Oh, it did. I mean, I've got a Cavalier. You know how low those things sit.
Oh, man, they do sit low. Oh, well, how are you going to, wait a minute, if you got a Cavalier, how are you going skiing?
Well, I'm going to wait till the weather clears. It probably won't be till tomorrow morning that I go back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what, you better forget the skiing idea. You'll get stuck, pal. I mean, you'll never make Canton. You think they'll get the roads cleared in time for you to go skiing?
You know, I've already called the road conditions, and I-70 West is actually open.
Well, maybe you'll be able to do it.
Oh, I'm not going to try today. But.
All right, here's the thing. I hope you have a good holiday, and I hope you enjoy skiing, even though I have to work tomorrow. And when you get back from Canton, please drop us an email or a phone call and let us know how it all worked out.
Sure, not a problem.
Okay, Steve, take care.
Take care, buddy.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Peter in Boulder. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, man, how is it?
Not too bad. I'm like you. I get up at 3:30 every morning, so sleeping in is like 4:30. I'm wide awake, and I just decided, hey, scrape off the car, go out, do some grocery shopping, and geez, I'm wondering if Liquor Mart up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Go get a bottle of vino. And,
yeah, man. I'm sure that the poor guy behind the counter is going to drive in at like 8 o'clock in the morning to sell you wine. I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, by the way, you were talking about doing plugs for products, services. I think you're missing out on one of the greatest ones. Now, you're on the liquid diet for 6 weeks, right?
I'm supposed to be high protein. I drink these shakes, and I can have protein, you know, like deli meat or meat in the form of protein for 2 weeks, and then 2 days before the surgery, I have to be on all clear liquid. Yeah.
Well, Jay, what could be more than rich chocolatey Ovaltine?
Listen, you know what they say? They say that if you can get it without sugar in it, that it's good to drink it on this diet. And I wouldn't mind having some Ovaltine. I wouldn't mind having some hot chocolate.
I think you ought to do a tie-in.
But they don't have it, baby. We don't got it here, so we're out of luck.
You don't have cases of it at the studio?
No! They got coffee for everybody, but there's no Ovaltine that I know of. There's no hot chocolate around here. They do have food here, but as I said earlier, you know what? It's all the kind of stuff you're not supposed to eat. Yeah. It's not good, like, I mean, I don't want to be busting anybody, but it's not, like, healthy stuff. So I'm gnawing on a couple of pieces of a little bit of food here, but not much, and trying to hold it down until I can get home in order to have one of my shakes. So you don't have to go to work today, right? Is that what the story is?
Nope.
You're home?
Nope. Well, I'm out and about. I'm like I said, doing some shopping, and the main roads are, you know, like very hard packed powder. The side roads can be pretty bad. They haven't gotten to them yet. I haven't been able to find a Rocky Mountain News or Denver Post. Those guys aren't delivering. I've heard there's going to be no mail service today.
No, there is no mail service.
I've got a flight tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. going to Chicago, and so far they say it hasn't been canceled. But I'm playing that by ear.
Well, I find that hard to believe that it hasn't been canceled. Well, maybe it won't be.
Well, they're thinking they're just going to have all the runways cleared by then and everything. But I would tell people, yeah, if you don't have to be out or you're not like me and somewhat crazed, stay off the roads. And the other thing is, part of the problem is people just driving like idiots. I see people with no snow tires. They've cleared up a tiny little hole in their windshield. All the other windows are covered. They're driving like 40 miles an hour. Use some common sense. Go out and snow tires should be considered like insurance. You know, if they're worth the investment. I'm also going to stop off somewhere and get some lock de-icer. I had to heat up my key with a lighter for 10 minutes, and it took half an hour to get into my car because the locks were all frozen.
So, oh, man, I don't even want to.
I also recommend people get some stuff called Rain-X Anti-Fog. You put it on the inside car windows, and it keeps it from fogging, but don't use it on the rear if you've got an electric defogger because it'll eat through the lacquer that holds the wires on, and I fried a defogger on one of my previous vehicles. But drive safe and drive smart. Best idea today, don't drive at all.
Yeah, that's the best thing, to stay off the road. Then you know what? Hey, for you, no vino at 8 o'clock, okay? No vino, pal, all right?
But when you get up at 3:30, that's almost like noon.
Yeah. You know, I just like to see you try to go to the liquor store at 8 o'clock this morning and then bang on the door. Let me in. I've been up since 3. I want some wine. All right, Peter, take care, man. Have a good time in Chicago.
All right, man. I'll be thinking of you.
All right, we'll talk to you. Happy holidays.
Okay, bye.
All right, 7:45. It's 15 away from 8. 303-713-7600. What are you up to this morning? Let's share storm stories. And if you need closing information, go to am760.net. It's there for you. And right now, we'll check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, traffic for the metro area, nada. Folks still staying in and not venturing out into the snow lock on the highways, so very little traffic to be concerned with. For the high country, I-70 is open, but chain laws are in effect. Eastbound at the tunnel, westbound from Georgetown to the tunnel. Same for US 6 at the Loveland Pass for all single-drive axle combo commercial vehicles. Weather today, that blizzard warning still in effect. Until noon, we could get some more snow, 2 to 5 inches expected, high of 31. Tonight, clearing skies, cold 16. Right now, light snow, 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
It's like the rats just running from the sinking ship.
Randy Rhoads.
And the only rat left on the ship is Bush. He might be the last neocon. So let me guess. He's putting off his decision till after Christmas because he thinks Jesus might, what, bring the rapture by then? Is this what we're stuck with now? The rapture president who is the last neocon left standing?
Randy Rhoads.
You know.
Weekdays at 4. On AM760, Progressive Talk.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
47 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. All right, this Saturday it should be cleared up. And Rockies is going to have Santa Claus out at their place. And it's going to be this Saturday from noon until 4. So bring the kids on by. Now, if you have said to yourself, I need a four-wheel drive, I need a front-wheel drive, I need an all-wheel drive vehicle, I'm telling you, Rockies is the place to go. Mary and I bought, I'm not going to describe the car on the air here because, you know, you don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want you to run me off the road if you see me, but Mary and I bought a six-cylinder, four-wheel drive vehicle. And it has performed magnificently in this weather. And we got it at Rocky's Autos. And this makes about the third, maybe the fourth. I can't count how many cars we've bought there over the last 10 years. There's just no better place to go than Rocky's Autos. And right now they're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. So if you, whatever you put down up to $1,500, Rocky's will match it. And they're going to have Santa, as I said, out there this Saturday from noon until 4. Check out the inventory on the Internet. You don't even have to go out of your house today. Go to RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve and Jason do that. You can just go look at all the four-wheel drive vehicles. Go look at all look at the entire inventory at RockiesAutos.com. Or if you want to go out there, they're open until 9. I don't know if they're open today or not. Nobody has said. And it's 7:49 in the morning, so I assume there's nobody there now. But they're located at 63rd and Federal. Go out there and see Marv Al Shearer, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard. Any of the folks at Rockies will take care of you. But the biggest thing is, if you're looking for a good vehicle, the place to go is Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. Mary and I have gone there. We've had nothing but great luck. And you know something? It's a great place for you to go, too. And don't forget, Santa will be out there between noon and 4 this Saturday at Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute, we've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Do you know what to get the extraordinary pets on your list this holiday? You know, the one that's a sports fanatic, or maybe the one that acts more like a comedian. Whatever their personality, PetSmart has more than 1,000 exclusive gifts starting at just $2.99. It'll make finding that extraordinary gift for your extraordinary pet easy. And for the one-of-a-kind pet lover on your list, gift cards make the perfect gift. Extraordinary pets deserve extraordinary gifts. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number three, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number two, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting till post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it's 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour. Snow, high 27, blizzard conditions remain in effect until noon today. Need closing information? We got it for you. Go to am760.net. It's all there for you. And we're talking about the weather this morning. 303-713-7600. How did you make it through? And to show you how desperate, not desperate, that's not the right word, but to show you where the national media's head's at, we are the number one story this morning on the news. The other big story on the news, there's actually three stories today that are big stories on the news. One, Denver and Colorado, the blizzard. Two, more troops in Iraq. Three, Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell feuding over Miss Teenage USA. Okay? That's what's going on. And public celebrities have negativity, have negative ratings. I don't know about you, but I can't stand Donald Trump, and I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell. I don't like either one of them. And I feel sorry for Miss Teen USA, because she's stuck in this. And, all right, so she allegedly failed a cocaine test. So he makes her get up there and do like a public type thing? Why don't you just get a rehab and leave it at that? Tom in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Well, it's going pretty good, man. It looks like it's still snowing and blowing out there from what I can see from where I am, but I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm miserable.
Are you? Tell me why you're miserable.
Probably the most unlucky guy in town right now. I do landscaping, and
oh god,
in the winter I got like 13 walks I shovel, and
oh lord,
I was out there yesterday trying to put a dent in it. It was quite the experience.
Well, how could you even put a dent in it as fast as it was coming down? How does that work?
I would shovel the walk, and then I'd turn around to look back at my job, and you couldn't even tell anybody had shoveled.
So what did you end up doing? Just giving it up?
No, I kept shoveling because, you know, the more I did yesterday, the less I had to do today. So
yeah, but I don't see how you think that's true. It snowed overnight, so it built back up again.
I know, but I got like, you know, I'd say I probably took off 5 or 6 inches, you know, on most of them. But there were so many things going on out there yesterday. I mean, there were people getting stuck everywhere. I was having to dig people out. Oh, yeah, don't tell people if your car is low to the ground, do not try to drive down the alley.
Yeah, that makes sense.
God almighty. I mean, so many people were getting off work yesterday, and they were going into the alley, and their car would literally get jammed because of all the snow underneath the car.
Wonder why they were going down the alley. What, they thought that was a shortcut to get off the street?
I don't know what they were thinking. I think they were just out of it. They hadn't been out there all day long. They didn't really realize what was going on. But, I mean, that was really hard, pushing people out of those alleys.
Boy, so what about today? Now, do you have to go around today to your clients and clear off what's built up, or how does that work?
You dig them a path. You know, you don't clear the whole walk. You just get them a path out to the street and a path out to the alley so they can take their trash out, so they can, you know, get to their garage. But it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to take all day long.
So when do you plan on starting here in a couple hours?
Well, that's what's driving me crazy. I want to go right now, but they're saying there's going to be another 2 to 5 inches till noon. So I'm thinking maybe I should just wait till noon.
Well, all I can tell you is down here it's still snowing. Well,
yeah,
what about where you are?
Well, I'm in central Denver, so yeah, we're it's still falling. So it might be wise just to wait till noon. I don't know. But people are going to see what people are going to want me to do is dig their cars out.
Well, that, and they're going to start calling up going, why haven't you cleared a path? Really, that's what they're going to say. I hate to say this because I'm a spoiled, self-centered, neurotic idiot, but this morning, as I'm waiting across the station parking lot, I'm thinking to myself, what, you can't get somebody out here at like 2 o'clock in the morning to get this out of here? Now that I'm sitting here in the warmth with you and we're sitting here talking, I'm thinking to myself, how selfish can I possibly be? Who's going to get out of here? What good would it have done? Because it would just pile back up again. So what's going to happen? Your clients are going to call you, right? They're going to say, hey, get over here and clear the sidewalk, right?
Well, see, Jay, that's one of the reasons why it was good I was out there yesterday, because they know I'm on it.
Do you do it manually or do you have a machine?
No, I do it manually. I don't have a machine.
Oh, dude, you got to buy a machine.
Well, I don't really like those things. They don't clear the whole walk too well. But yeah, I mean, you're right. On a day like today, I wish I had one.
Well, I wish you had one too. If I had one, I'd give it to you. But I don't have one, so you're gonna have to get out there, I guess, with a shovel and do it yourself. And
but if you gave me one, I'd have to go down there and get it.
Oh, that's right. That's true. How about if I had one in the parking lot? How in the heck would you get it? You have to come down here. So you might as well go out and do it anyway, right?
Helicopter it over to me.
Yeah, that's it. I'll just get on the phone and call the city of Denver and call the my connections at the police department and have Police Chief Jerry Whitman send me Air One or whatever it is over here to pick up a machine to drop it off at your house so that you can clear your pathways, right? Okay, all we can do is laugh at this, and I'll be interested to know, tomorrow is Friday and it's open phones all day, so I'd be interested for you to call in tomorrow and let me know what you absolutely decided to do.
Okay.
All right?
All right, dude.
Hang in there, man.
Take it easy.
All right. We'll continue with more of your stories and what's going on, and all we can do is laugh at it. And once again, if you want closings, we got them for you. Go to am760.net. They're there. All the updated information you need. We'll continue, because after all, where are we going? There's nowhere to go.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman at Camp Pendleton Marine Base in California. It's been described by some as a massacre. Today, officials here are set to charge a number of Marines for their alleged role in the killing of 24 civilians in the Iraqi Haditha. The incident, which took place in November of last year, occurred after one Marine was killed by a roadside bomb. It was then that the Iraqi civilians were shot down. Attorney Neil Puckett represents Sergeant Frank Woodridge, one of those expected to be charged.
These Marines acted lawfully and were defending themselves after they were attacked.
Several officers who were not in Haditha that day are also expected to be charged for failing to properly respond after the incident.
I'm Randall Pinkston in Baghdad. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates held a one-hour question and answer session with a group of 15 soldiers this morning seeking their advice about troop levels, timing, and strategy. Specialist Jason Glenn of Missouri told the secretary that he thinks the U.S. should keep doing what we're doing. Glenn said more troops might help hold off the insurgents.
I'm Steve Kathan. Snowblowers are trying to stay ahead of a Colorado avalanche of heavy, relentless snow. 4 days before Christmas, and malls and post offices are closed. Al DeSaro of the post office says,
it's comfortable. We're making the best of it.
That's a man at the airport in Denver, but DeSaro at the post office says they're going to try to work this weekend.
I think we're going to at least try to deliver holiday packages on Sunday as much as what we can.
Denver's airport is shut down. Reporter Susan Witkin from Denver tells us,
it is absolutely a ghost town driving into work this morning. There's nobody on the streets. The only people that you even see are people who are trying to dig out their cars, which are covered in snow. They look like little bread loaves that are sticking up out of the drift.
There's a new government study on teen drug use. CBS's Barry Bagnato says there are some encouraging signs.
This survey of 8th, 10th, and 12th graders shows overall drug use has dropped 23% in 5 years. Pot smoking is down significantly. Cigarette smoking is at an all-time low. But abuse of prescription drugs such as Vicodin and OxyContin remains a problem. And a first-ever survey of non-medical use of cough medicines shows 7% of high school seniors take them to get high.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving says it's cutting ties with Miss Teen USA, Katie Blair. News accounts had Blair partying with Miss USA Tara Connor at New York clubs. Both women are being allowed to keep their crowns. For historians, 2007 will bring new rules for classified government documents. Hundreds of millions of secret papers, 25 years old or older, will be declassified.
It's going to open up a tremendous treasure trove of government records from the Cold War era.
Stephen Aftergood of the American Federation of Scientists says it'll take years and decades to go through it all. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 7 points, and the NASDAQ is up 1.5 points. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Words can never tell you. Form them, transform them anyway. How perfectly dear you are to me. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. This is how the poet Robert Browning said, I love you. This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. The snow is still piling up and it will not stop until this afternoon. Conditions have stayed the same since overnight.
Unofficially, in and around the metro area, we're counting 2 to 4 foot drifts. Again, as you get farther south and closer to the foothills, you can easily go with 3 to 6 foot drifts in some areas.
Meteorologist Nick Carter tells us the blizzard warning will be in effect for Denver until noon today, but the snow will not stop until this afternoon, then maybe even some sunshine. Until then, we stay hunkered down. Major interstates remain closed. DIA will stay shut down until tonight. That's the latest estimate as thousands are stranded at the airport.
Yeah, at least it's warm inside here, and we're happy about that.
No flights in or out until at least this evening, and today was supposed to be the busiest travel day at the airport for this holiday week. A disaster emergency declared in Colorado. Governor Owens activating the National Guard to help with the storm. All post offices are shut down today from Pueblo to Wyoming. You will not be getting any mail today. Cherry Creek Mall is closed. Park Meadows Mall and Flatirons Crossing planning to open later this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Well, some light at the end of the tunnel. Conditions look like they're improving a bit in southern Colorado. I-25 is decent in some of those areas. Still bogged down, though, here in the city on all interstates. 225 across Aurora at a dead calm and virtually no traffic along the turnpike, which is still under several feet of snow, but open. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon. 2 to 5 more inches expected. High of 31. Right now, light snow, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Design's winter clearance sale now and save up to 50% off on select furniture.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Spider and more. The holiday season is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
This after 8 o'clock, blizzard conditions until noon, at least today, high 27. Don't go out if you don't have to, and if you need closing information, go to am760.net. We're talking about what you did and where you are and what's going on here this morning with the storm. 303-713-7600 And it's more or less open phones. I'd love to hear from you as far as how you handled the weather, how you are handled.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Parking lot, and they haven't even plowed the parking lot of the motel. And I can see my car, which I parked last night, which has probably a 3-foot drift across the hood of it. So I'm going to venture out eventually here, but I'm not hearing many good things about the turnpike. So the TV keeps talking about all the major roads. They don't even seem to talk about 36.
36 is open. I had a guy call a couple hours ago who said there are plows that he had seen plows or was following a plow, I guess, on 36, and that it was open, that it's barely passable, but he wasn't having any trouble. But you don't have four-wheel drive. That's the problem.
No, I have front-wheel drive, but if you know how to drive, so to speak, you can drive pretty well with a front-wheel drive. That's another thing I saw yesterday. It helped so many people. You know, they have these front-wheel drive cars, and then they turn their wheels all the way to the left or the right, and then they floor it and wonder why they get stuck.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You've got to keep your wheels straight and just give it a little bit of gas and rock it. And I got told people that dozens of times yesterday, and they'd look at me like I was from Mars. And then when it would work, they'd say thanks, and we'd get them out of the way because I'd have to move people. I'd be coming up behind a car, and then they'd get stuck at an intersection, and I'd have to get out and shovel and teach them how to drive their car and get them out of the way.
Yeah, I had to drive around several people yesterday on the way back to the radio station about, I guess, 1:30 or 2, somewhere around in there, because they called and said, come back if you're going to come at all, because they're going to close I-25. And so going down University and through that area, I had to drive around several people here. You're right. They got stuck. Either because they had front-wheel drive and they had turned their wheels, or they didn't have any, or their clearance wasn't high enough, or they didn't have four-wheel drive, so they were sliding around all over the place, and some of them had, you know, jammed up some of the lanes. And if people have abandoned cars out there, the word we had a couple hours ago, and I assume this still sticks, is that the city of Denver, if you have an abandoned car in the city of Denver, that they're going to get out and they're going to tow those automobiles.
Yeah, that's what Denver's been doing also.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Are you going to try to venture out, or are you going to wait, or what are you going to do?
A lot right now, and I'm going to venture out eventually. I get kicked out of the motel unless I want to stay another day by noon, but I have to go out and shovel out my car. I'm going to go down to the front desk and ask them if they're ever going to get their driveway plowed, because literally if I go out on the side street, which is just a half a block off of 120th, I can see from my third floor motel room that Westminster hasn't plowed that street. So I can see 120th Street, but I don't know how to get there.
Yeah, see, that's what happened to me this morning, is that I wasn't sure how to get to where the radio station was. I took a wrong turn and got lost for probably 5-6 minutes. But part of the problem is that you couldn't see any street signs. That's number one. And number two, it was white, like a whiteout. It was like white everywhere. And, you know, you didn't know whether you were driving on the street or whether you were driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was doing. I just started heading in the direction I thought I should be going.
There was so many whiteouts yesterday where I literally didn't know where I was at. And that's how I got stuck the first time, was taking a turn that wasn't a turn. It was into a parking lot instead of a street.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the problem. Unless you can find tire tracks where somebody has been before you, then it's anybody's guess as to where you're as to where you're going. I mean, I'm lucky that I've got four-wheel drive. I got to be honest, I can't imagine going out there without four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I have a big four-wheel drive truck at home, and I wouldn't have had any trouble. I was driving my wife's car, and, I wish I had my truck.
Well, you might as well stay put until noon. I mean, if they got, you can get breakfast there, right?
Oh, well, that was the other thing. When I got here, every restaurant was closed, and I was starving. So I went down to the 7-Eleven and had 7-Eleven dinner last night. But it took I got stuck three times getting to the 7-Eleven and back. So I'm just exhausted. I'm worn out. I'm sore. My clothes were completely wet. They're at least dry now. But it's been an adventure. Not quite the Donner Party experience, but...
yeah, same thing, you know, same thing for me. I'm not going to say where we stayed last night, but didn't have my bed, didn't have my... I'm giving them a free plug. Didn't have my Sleep Number bed. My back is killing me this morning. The salmon at the restaurant was awful. The whole thing... Oh, and by the way, when I was in the hotel room, the TV didn't work.
Oh, well, at least you had salmon. This motel, literally the snack machine downstairs is empty.
And what a bummer.
It was virtually empty when I got here last night, but I wasn't willing to eat candy bars for dinner, so I ventured out one more time.
So what did you get at the 7-Eleven?
Some kind of a horrendous frozen burrito, and on the clerk's recommendation, some kind of bizarre barbecue sandwich that I thought, and he said, this is the best they have. The only saving grace to the trip to the 7-Eleven was that they actually still had beer for sale. So.
Did you buy beer?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
So there's a bunch of beer cans piled up in your motel room, right?
Yeah, empty burrito containers, and I think I managed to polish off two beers before I passed out.
Well, good luck to you. I guess you might as well hang until, what, noon?
Yeah, I think so, at least until this driveway is plowed, because given last night how I got stuck getting into the parking lot here, it's worse than it was last night. So despite the fact that it's daylight, I don't really want to be hand-shoveling this whole motel's parking lot
to
get to the street.
No, I wouldn't either. Well, does your TV work?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well, do they have movies?
Yeah. But actually, I turned on the radio station to listen to you, hoping to hear something about 36, and now I'm just kind of watching TV and...
Well, you know what, though? We'll have something about 36. We'll have it coming up here in about 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to stay on the edge of my seat waiting about this Miss America.
the Donald Trump thing.
That's the top priority on my list as to whether or not she did cocaine once or something.
Yeah, that's right, whether she was out partying, and that's like the biggest thing the media can latch on to because there's nothing else going on except us.
Is that a criteria to get that crown, to be a teetotaler or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes, and sexual abstinence, too.
Oh, my God, I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Well yeah, you got to pledge to all that stuff, man.
I'm going to have to tell my daughter never to sign up.
That's right. Or anybody else you know. Take
Bye.
Care, John. Good
yeah,
luck.
Jay. Bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. Nothing weighty this morning except your storm experience and what you've been through. And we've had some really unique stories here this morning as to what some of the stuff that people have gone through being stuck. And once again, if you abandon your car, good luck to you, because they're going to tow. They are absolutely going to tow so that they can plow and clear stuff out. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. And let's get some traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Again, we're just not seeing a lot of traffic out on the roadways, so hopefully we can keep it that way until this storm moves out of the state. We still have major interstate closures, including I-70 from Air Park to the Kansas State Line. Virtually no cars on I-70 through the city. I-25, again, is virtually a ghost town here in town. Still shut down southbound from Lincoln to the New Mexico State Line, and northbound is back open between Walsenburg and Colorado Springs. Up north, I-25 off limits from Highway 7 to Wyoming. Wyoming. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5 more inches expected. Tonight, clearing skies, cold 16. Right now, light snow, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of skiing or riding this holiday season. The A-Basin Guaranteed a Ski or Ride package includes a season pass, three lessons, and rentals for just $249. For the gift that lasts forever, visit ArapahoeBasin.com.
Sam's Warehouse Liquors in Federal Heights reminds everyone that friends don't let friends drive drunk. For yourself and others, designate a driver who will stay sober when you drink. Call a cab, walk, or sleep it off at someone's house, but don't drink and drive. Stay alive. This message is courtesy of the staff at Sam's Warehouse Liquors at 9380 Federal Boulevard in Federal Heights. Call 303-426-8500 for Sam's Warehouse Liquors.
Spend the holidays with your University of Colorado men's basketball team as the Buffaloes host UC Davis on Saturday, December 23rd. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. at the Coors Event Center. Don't miss our special halftime show featuring pets available for adoption from the Longmont Humane Society. Tickets can be purchased at cubuffs.com by calling 303-49-BUFFS or at all Tickets West locations. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Another holiday season and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
coming back home.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
Oh,
yes, Zeppelin. That's great. Good stuff. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. Blizzard conditions in effect until noon today. More snow falling, and it's snow falling here. High today, 27. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. 303-713-7600 if you want to share storm stories. And we've had some pretty good ones here this morning. Are you at work? Are you headed to work? If not, what are you up to? And how did your day, and how did things go yesterday? And were you like John, who just called, and did it take you 5 hours to get home? And man, it's a mess out there. And we are the number one story across the country this morning. We're on most of the newscasts as being number one. As I said, the three top stories this morning are the blizzard here in Colorado, more troops headed to Iraq. Actually, though, the president has not made any commitment to do that. But that's the big prevalent story. And then the feud between Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell over Miss USA, and I guess Miss Teenage USA is in trouble, too. And as I said before, you know, on the negative rating meter for me, Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell both show up heavily negative. Enough's enough. All right, let's go to Nick in Lakewood. Nick, you're on AM 760. What's up, man? How are you?
Good. How are you, Jay?
Well, I'm hanging in here. Tell me about your story. Now, you say you're a paramedic, so you got to work, right?
Yeah. My brother worked overnight, and he lives with me. And we brought the ambulance on with chains on it, and we switched out, but we got stuck in our neighborhood this morning. I just now got it free after working out about two hours.
What'd you have to do? Try to dig it? You dug it out?
Kept digging it out, yeah. Every turn I get stuck.
Man, I've always wondered this. If you go pick somebody up and they're in critical condition and the streets are the way they are now, how do you get them to the hospital without, like, dumping the bus?
You got to drive slow and keep the chains on the ground. I guess all four rubber down. We most of the time try and keep the ambulance from getting into trouble, so a lot of times have to walk people a block or two in weather like this to get out to the ambulance. So you get a lot of hands on them and carry them out and then keep the ambulance from getting stuck.
So what's the maximum speed you can probably do in that baby?
Oh, probably 20 to 30 on the plowed roads, like Colfax or something like that.
Man, I have always wanted to be a paramedic.
It's a fun job.
Of everything out there, I have always wanted to do that, but now I think I'm, like, too old to do it.
Oh, you're never too old. I know guys that are in their 50s and 60s doing paramedic school. So.
How long does it take to go through paramedic school?
You have to have a little bit of experience as an EMT basic first, and then you got to go back to school, get some prerequisites, EKG and IV and things like that. And, it takes about a year to get your actual paramedic certification, so... All things considered, about 2.5-3 years with all your experience.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but if I did that, man, at this rate, I'd be close to 60 before I'd be able to do it.
Well, there's people out there doing it at your age, so.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of them have been doing it for 30 or 40 years.
Man, I bet you after 30 or 40 years, I bet you could find a vein on anybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You see paramedics in bars and stuff, and they're not talking about the sports or whatever. They're looking at each other's arms.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm one of these people that, in order to get blood out of me, you got to go into my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I dare you to come down here and find a vein.
Well, I might take you on that bet sometime.
All right, it's good to talk to you, Nick. I have the utmost respect for what you do, man, and I'm so glad you're out there. And if I can ever do anything for you, let me know.
Hey, likewise, Jay. I love listening to you. Listen to you every morning.
All right, love you, man. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Paramedics are great people. They are the best. I've always wanted to be a paramedic. I have always wanted to be a paramedic. I miss my calling. I just love paramedics. I love all that stuff. Now, medicine makes me sick. Well, it doesn't make me sick, but it makes me queasy sometimes. But I have seen... Because I've got cop friends, I have seen paramedics in some really, really challenging and also some very humorous situations. And they're just, they're a whole other breed of human beings. I could go on and on and on about them. They're such great people. You know, emergency people work in this kind of weather and they have to work regardless of what goes on. And we never spend any time ever paying any tribute or saying thank you to them or anything, and we should. We should, because, you know, they're the folks that you need when you call 911. Let's go to David, who's in the Eldora ski area. David, you're on AM 760. How's it up there?
Well, you know, it took me an hour and 15 minutes from Superior, so it was anyway, it was about 35 miles an hour all the way up, so it's the first time I've been up there where people are actually at the speed limit, because usually you're going up about 50.
Right.
50, So it's good. It's about 2 feet. I've just about got stuck getting off at 36 off that baseline exit because I don't have a high clearance car.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. You don't have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I do. I got an Audi Quattro.
Oh, you do? Okay, so you've got all wheel. You have all wheel, right?
All-wheel drive, and I've got some good snow tires. Actually, I got some Hakkapeliitta studded things at home. I almost put them on, but I was shoveling till like midnight last night, so I didn't have time to do it. But you know, once you get on the road, it's not that bad. It's plowed really well.
Well, that's good news.
They did a nice job plowing. I mean, I think 36 is pretty good. You can't drive too fast; it's a little bumpy, but it's enough room for two cars, you know, two lanes, and it and so I mean the side streets. I almost couldn't get out of my neighborhood, but I think the main roads, like Broadway, was fine, and you know Canyon was fine all the way up. So,
what is it that you do that you're at work today?
Well, I'm a family doctor, but I'm Thursday's my day off anyway, so it just happened that once in a while I catch a good powder day if it hits on Thursday. So
you're gonna go skiing.
Yeah. See, so I gotta get. We're lifts open at 9, so it's 8. I get a half hour to get in line here, but I'm about in the sixth row. There's quite a few people up here. Probably like let's see, about 8-10 rows of cars now.
Wow. So you say you're a family doctor?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh man, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's good. I got a solo practice and stuff. But I'm going to tell you how much I've enjoyed listening to Air America and listening to you, and to get through the this last year and the disaster we got going on with our government. It just nice to hear people calling in and at least knowing that there are quite a few people out there that are open minded and that read and pay attention to what's going on instead of getting spoon-fed by sound bites. So I just really appreciate what's going on and just hope it just keeps going. So,
well, we're gonna keep going no matter what happens with Air America, although there is a story out now that they've got a buyer. So it looks like they're going to stay in business. And as far as the last year, you know, things are going to get better and things are going to turn around, and they're beginning to turn around. And they're going to begin to even turn around even more because more and more people are waking up and more people are realizing that there is something wrong and that we are on the wrong track. And a lot of people, they may not be able to tell you face-to-face what it is. They may not be able to articulate it, but they know that something's not right. And it's our job to get out there and to win them over. And I think we are in an excellent position to get the White House in 08. I just have nothing. I mean, I have nothing. But just really good positive feelings, Doc. I really do.
Oh yeah, I think definitely the momentum is going our way now, so which is encouraging. But I still think it's unbelievable that like you get maybe 30% of the people in the country think the war is a good idea. I mean, it should be like 0.3%, and I just don't understand. Like,
oh no, it's lower than that. It's lower than that now. It's up
well,
to
20%. Yeah.
Well, the last poll showed 75%. So subtract what's left of that, and those are the ones that think that we ought to stay the course. But think about this, though. You know what? It's human nature to – it's hard to admit that you could be wrong about something.
Yeah. That's a big problem with our government. If we could just admit some mistakes, I think we'd get a little more support, and the terrorists would be they would think that, you know, we're just good people, and we make some mistakes, and they wouldn't, you know, hate Americans. I mean, a lot of people do because I mean, in most countries too, they won't admit to mistakes. But I think if people in their lives, and whether it's a government or the personal lives, they can say, "Geez, I'm sorry, I made a mistake," you know, then the world would be so much better. Instead of just pretending that you never make mistakes, it just
I agree. We have to come clean, and we should have a national dialogue on our past foreign policy and on our future foreign policy. Well, listen, enjoy skiing today, and call me again.
Okay, thanks.
Sure, take care. All right, good to talk to David. He said, not that bad up there, and there are people up there skiing. And I'll tell you what, now, if I were a skier, and I could do this, I'd get on the phone, call my job. Hello? Yeah, I can't make it because of the snow. And then go skiing, right? 8:31. 31 minutes past the hour. Your story, 303-713-7600, as we all huddle together here around the electronic medium. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. Gina's standing by. There's not much traffic out there, which is a good thing. But let me ask you, because we had a guy, and I forget his name. I think his name was Jim, who's in a motel and wants to know about 36. What's up with 36?
36 is open, and it's passable, but you really need to have chains or you need to be in a four-wheel drive, because that's where we had all those hundreds of motorists stranded last night, and they had to abandon their vehicles. right around Davidson Mesa, the Sheridan area. So you can get through on it, but there's virtually no traffic on it right now at all.
I could never abandon my car.
No. You would stay in your car. You know, actually, they say it's better to stay in your car in that situation. And
no,
not...
I would sleep in my car.
Really?
Well, the bed I slept in last night felt like I slept in my car. No, I would. I wouldn't abandon. You know what? Here's the reason why I wouldn't abandon my car. Because I've lived in Chicago three times, and you abandon your car there, okay, because of snow, and they're going to tow you, and they're not going to use the flatbed type. They're going to use the jerk and take, and I'm not having some, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
But like when I lived in Chicago, I'm not having some Streets and Sands guy yank my front end off.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just wouldn't, and plus the idea of, and this is totally irrational, I would be scared somebody would steal my car, even though if it's stuck, how are they going to steal it in the first place?
Well, they're virtually buried. If you've seen any pictures
of the
Boulder Turnpike.
Yeah, they are buried. Well, yeah, they are buried. How are you going to get it out to take it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're going to have to because they are blocking lanes in some places. So,
but wouldn't you feel weird about leaving your car?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't want to.
Now, in a parking lot, if you abandon your car in a parking lot, that I could see. But I'm talking about on the street.
Yes. I hear you.
That would be... I don't know, man. I don't think I'd be too comfortable with that. I'd rather stay till somebody came and pulled me out.
Which is what they're having to do, I guess, the National Guard in Humvees. And that's how they're getting to people now. Or at least that's what they were doing last night.
How are you, by the way, speaking of that, have you figured out how you're getting home this morning?
No. I sure hope I can catch a ride from our favorite news guy. I got to get home to my babies. You know, my little canine babies.
So if you can't get home, what are you going to do? Stay here?
No, I can't. I have got to find a way to get home. They have to, you know, they can't, they depend on us. They're helpless. They have to be able to go out, be fed, medication. You know, I have to. So I've got to find a way somehow. I know someone will help me.
Well, I'm the same way as you. I got to get home, too.
You don't want to stay another night in the hotel, but you
not in that hotel. No way. Not in that hotel. I'm not staying. I'm going to another one. Did you like that hotel last night?
I didn't stay there. My husband stayed there, and you know he said it was okay, but his heater wasn't working, so he got into
that place is a dump. Boy, you know I should put on the air where that place is, so people stay away from it.
Yeah.
His heater wasn't working. My TV wasn't working.
Well, and they didn't want to take our dogs. You know.
What do you mean they don't want to take
yeah,
their dogs?
Yeah, they didn't. And, you know, we were really in a position because we needed
to... Why don't you just take them in there anyway and to explain it later?
Oh, they told us there was going to have to be a big non-refundable deposit that we didn't have.
How much?
$100. You know.
Isn't that
kind of tacky under these circumstances?
I'm not staying there again.
Yeah.
There's no way. I'll sleep on the floor in here.
There you go.
That'll be the same thing. It'll be like the same thing in the bed I slept in last night. All right. There's no traffic to speak of,
no.
But what about DIA and the rest? And also,
well,
let's look at the weather.
Okay. Of course, DIA itself is still shut down. Pena Boulevard is open. It's passable, but you really need a four-wheel or a vehicle with chains. You can get out of town now on eastbound I-76. They just reopened that from Denver to Nebraska. The westbound lanes are still closed, though. No other changes for I-25. It's still off limits north and south of us. I-70 closed still from Air Park to Kansas. And again, really, there's no traffic to really speak of on the roads. Of course, we're still under this governor-declared state of emergency, so travel's discouraged. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon. We're going to get a high of 31 today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're going to love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Hey! Hey, what's for lunch? Bojo's award-winning Colorado-style pizza special, $6.49 daily lunch menu. Have your choice of award-winning pizzas, new pastas, or sandwiches made with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. Or choose that all-you-can-eat soup and salad bar. Only $6.49. When you're looking for choices, you found it at Bojo's. Ask about our take and bake and gluten-free pizzas. Try this incredible new $6.49 menu for lunch at participating Bojo's locations.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And blizzard conditions remain in effect until noon. It's still snowing here. High today, 27. And if you need closing information, go to am760.net. And we've just been talking about the storm all morning, basically. We are the number one story across the nation. The number two story is the possibility of more troops in Iraq. And you don't want to know what the number... And the number three story is Trump and O'Donnell feuding. And I just felt like I couldn't come in here this morning, and I just couldn't get on the air and do my regular thing. I mean, I want to hear your storm stories. Because all of us have something that unique has happened to us, unless you're somebody who just didn't have to get out at all, and you had no reason to get out. 303-713-7600, and we've had some good ones. We've had some good stories. I'm not even sure which one is my favorite. I think my favorite one, though, is Jim in the motel, right, with the burrito last night and the can of beers.
Anybody who's stuck on the turnpike for 5 hours, man, that's just...
Yeah, anybody stuck on the turnpike for 5 hours, you're right. All right, so I want to hear some good stories. 303-713-7600. Clue us in. Get off your half moons and give us the info. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man, how are you?
Okay, not too bad. I called number one, put a shout out there to all of the hospital workers. You had a paramedic on. You know, those are tough jobs when you have to get out in this kind of weather. My wife's a surgical nurse here at one of the downtown hospitals, and she's not going to be home until probably Friday or Saturday.
You know what happens? What happens if you have? What happens if you went to the hospital yesterday, and you have surgery scheduled for this morning? What happens if your doctor can't make it? What does a doctor do if he can't make it? I guess you call and go, you can't have the surgery.
That's right. You know, you just have to stand down, and and reschedule, they're going to really be busy because those things do happen. Obviously, when you know there was surgery scheduled yesterday that they got. My wife told me they let the doctors go home, but the nurses and all the other allied health staff have to stay there because they're on a disaster status, you know, situation. They huddled up and got mattresses off of the OR tables and slept in the supply rooms and whatnot, you know. They probably put a dent in the hospital's food inventory because you got a lot of people that are staying there that you have to feed. But you know they do a great job there. You know they're there for whatever has to happen. If you can get through and when emergencies come up, they're there at your beck and call. So I just wanted to put a shout out for all of those folks that had to go through that and. As far as the stories, I was able to get. I have a big Suburban, so up until early last evening, I was able to move around, but just around the neighborhood here, and I stocked up. I have a daughter here who had a friend that came over after school before it snowed, and she was just going to be here to have dinner with us, do homework, and then we were going to get her home, and because school's winding down, she stayed over. And we said, "Well, we'll get you home tomorrow. No big deal."
She didn't get home because you couldn't get her home.
So we've increased our family, our family by one here because she's not going anywhere. Her dad's a teacher and he's out, but he's several miles away and no way to get her out here. So they have company. They've been playing. We've gone through tons of movies. I watched Cool Hand Luke yesterday for the first time in years. I went through the whole inventory of movies we had here and started pulling DVDs out to keep entertained, played board games and all. And one other thing, too, for the folks out there, if you have an elderly neighbor and all, it's worth walking across the street or down the block or something and check in on folks like that because a lot of times, this kind of weather, it hits them hard. They can't get out.
No, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right.
And
because
shoveling.
They can't get out, and they can't shovel, that's for sure.
Exactly, because this is the time. We're going to have it. It's inevitable. People are going to go out and shovel, and you'll have somebody going in a cardiac arrest and, probably, God forbid, but it'll happen. There'll be fatalities because of that. People will get out and, overwork themselves.
See, I think people ought to think about that. I mean, how desperate are you to get your sidewalk cleared off or to get your front walkway cleared off? Don't put yourself in cardiac arrest. And the other thing is, what's wrong? I mean, scrape a few coins together and hire somebody to do it.
That's right.
People can always use the work and save your health.
That's right. I told my boys, get out there and all of that. People would be very happy to throw a 5 or a 10 at you for helping them out. So.
You bet. More than a 5 or a 10. I'd give somebody $25 if they do my front walkway, although I don't know what my front walkway looks like because I haven't seen it. I won't see it for a couple of more hours yet.
Yeah,
until I get home and figure out what's going on. I hope I can get down my side street to my house.
Yeah, absolutely. And take care of your pets, too.
You got it.
Take care of your pets.
You got it. All right, man.
All right,
take care, man.
Take care, bro.
All right. 303-713-7600. And I got four open lines. So... crowd listens to this show in the morning, very work-oriented, I guess most of you are, that you're just not up or you're doing something else. Something else is going on. But we want to hear your storm stories and hear what's going on, and we're the number one topic of conversation. I mean, I got an email from my sister in California, and I'm getting emails from people that I worked with 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Hey, man, what's going on there in Denver? Are you stuck? DIA not scheduled to open until probably 6 o'clock tonight. Maybe no flights out until 7:30. Let's get a check of traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're still seeing snow falling amazingly across the city. Virtually no traffic out on the highways. And we do have, for the most part, have roads that you can get through here in the city. That includes all the interstates, which remain open. But we do have a chain law in effect for all semis and all commercial vehicles for the Denver metro area on interstates. That'll include I-25, I-70, I-76, 225 across Aurora, I-270, and C-470, as well as 6th Avenue. That doesn't include city streets. If you're trying to head into the high country, which hopefully you aren't, again, I-70 is open, but we do have chain laws in effect westbound from Georgetown to the tunnel and on the eastbound side at the tunnel. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon, high of 31, right now light snow, 22 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Discover life waterside. South Shore has unveiled 14 beautiful model homes by John Lang Homes and Village Homes. Exit E-470 at Smoky Hill Road East, make a left on Arapahoe, and follow the signs to South Shore and discover life waterside.
I'm Stone Quaid.
Al Franken.
Very successful tour. Everybody, it was just a fabulous show. The cheerleaders are terrific this year. They came on as the Taliban cheerleaders, as they always do. Today we went around in helicopters to forward operating bases in Kuwait, and they didn't have terrific things to say. And then I asked them, well, what is the opinion of most of the troops? And finally the answer was, I can't tell you.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Santa Claus will be at Rockies this Saturday from noon until 4, so bring the kids by. Now, I have no idea if Rockies is open today or not. I assume that they would be, but I don't have any idea. But you know what? You don't have to go there to shop. You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Look at the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve and Jason handle that. Don't forget that their matching down incentive is still going on. Up to $1,500. So whatever you put down, Rockies will match it up to $1,500. Santa Claus, this Saturday at Rockies, noon until 4, bring the kids. And this part is off the script. I got to tell you, Mary and I had talked about this before. Mary and I bought a little four-wheel drive, six-cylinder vehicle. Gets great gas mileage, and we bought it from Rockies. And it has performed in this weather magnificently. I mean, it really has been great. There is no better place to get the most bang for your auto buck than Rockies. Over 650 clean, used, late model vehicles on the lot. Diversity in selection. Good people to deal with. Go out there and see Marvin Al Shear. Go out there and see Spanky go out there and see Freddie Labrato. And all of the folks out there are just great people. Spanky Herrera, everybody who works out there, they're really good people. Rockies Autos, they're normally open Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You might want to call them and find out if they're open today. I haven't heard from them, so I assume that they would be. If you want a four-wheel drive, if you want an all-wheel drive, if you want a front-wheel drive, now's the time to get one at Rockies. All of their vehicles have been treated for the wintertime. They're in top, tip-top condition. You'll be ready to go. If you've said to yourself, this is the last time I'm going to face a Colorado winter with a two-wheel vehicle, then you got to get to Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
What are you waiting for? You've been wanting to learn another language for years, but you still haven't taken the first step. And yet, when Rosetta Stone offered you the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, you were silent. When they gave you a way to skip the tedious translation, useless memorization, and the boring drills, you waited. And even though they offered you the same software chosen by U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free with a free demo CD-ROM. Experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Blizzard conditions remain in effect until 12 noon today. Snow still falling here. High today, 27, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We're swapping storm stories here at 303-713-7600. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. We've got it for you. And let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, actually.
Well, that's good news. At least you made it okay, huh?
Oh, I've been lining the pockets okay because of this storm.
Oh, are you out there shoveling snow?
I couldn't go to work yesterday, and I can't go to work today because of the storm, so I'll make at least three times my hourly rate shoveling people's walks.
Hey, that's pretty cool. That's pretty enterprising on your part.
Yeah. These storms are good news for me. The last one in 2003 I made $255 off of, so.
Wow, how much have you made so far?
60, and that was like three or four walks.
You must be in good physical condition, man.
Not really.
To be able to pull that off. Are you just doing that around your neighborhood?
Yeah, we've gone around. We're planning on going over to the Denver Country Club today and shoveling some of those areas over there.
But what are you going to do? You're just going to wait till the snow stops, though?
We're going to wait toward the end of the storm, but we were shoveling yesterday, just getting people out so that it wouldn't be such a hard task for them today. But today we're going to wait until a little bit before the end of the storm, and then we'll go out and shovel, because even though it'll keep coming down, it won't cover up completely.
And what does he normally do?
Normally I work behind the meat counter at Tony's Meats and Specialty Foods in Castle Pines.
Oh, wow. All right, man. Well, listen, here's hoping you have a successful day, even though I hope the snow stops soon.
Thanks.
All right, Brian, good to hear from you, man.
Good to hear from you guys, too.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Jim in Louisville. Jim, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, I've got a storm story for you.
All right, give it to me.
Before I do, I just wanted to say I haven't called you in a long time, and I heard your interview with Al Franken several months ago, or a couple months ago. I just wanted to tell you, I thought that was the most professional interview that I have heard. You answered every one of his questions straight up, without hesitation. It was just one of the most professional jobs I'd ever heard.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You're very kind.
I just wanted to compliment you on that.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. Back in 82, the blizzard of 82, I was working north of Boulder, and we had a guard out there, a security guard. When he got off work, I worked the afternoon shift. He got off work, he was driving home, and he said that a deer ran out in front of him. He went off the road and down a 60-foot embankment.
Ouch!
And he broke several ribs, and I think he broke his ankle. So in this blizzard, he crawled up the side of the embankment on his stomach, and he gets up to the side of the road, and a snowplow comes along and plows him under.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. Well, it just so happened, by the luck of whatever, the snowplow guy saw something out of the corner of his eye, and he stopped. Because this was north of Boulder, and it was pretty much out, you know, there wasn't anything around, no homes or anything.
Right.
And so the snowplow guy stopped and got out of the truck and went back and found the guy, dug him out, and helped him into his truck and took him to the hospital. But he was telling me, he said the hardest thing he ever did was climbing into that truck with those broken ribs.
Oh.
But that's some story, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, man. He's very, very lucky he survived.
I know that winter, I got stuck in Boulder. I left work, and I said, there's just no way I'm going to make it home. So I stopped and stayed in a hotel, and I was there for, I think, 3 days.
Well, where are you now? Are you at home?
I'm at home now, yeah. I learned my lesson. When I heard this was coming, I went out this door, stocked up, filled up the gas tank, went home, parked the car, and I says, that's it. You know, I'm too old for this. I don't need to be out in this stuff.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. I'm too old for it. I agree 100%. Hey, Jimmy, have a good day, man.
All right, you too, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Bye.
Yeah, he's right about that. We're getting too old for this stuff. Okay, let's go to Florida. So you know what will end up happening? We all move to Florida together, and then what will end up happening is we'll have a hurricane. So, you know, one way or the other, I mean, it's going to hit you. If it wants you, it's going to get you. All right, we'll continue here. Stick around.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Mom Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. And ever since then, she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number 3, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number 2, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number 1, post-holiday prices without waiting till post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Lee Frank in Denver. It's a welcome sound, a plow moving aside mounds of snow, making a path for those people trying to get going. Plow driver Lud Robat has been working since the first flakes began falling.
24 hours I've been driving, and it's been it's been tough, just because the snow keeps coming.
Digging out from drifts more than 2 feet deep will take days, with a continuing blizzard warning and a state of disaster now declared in Colorado.
I'm Nick Young. The word has come in that Denver's airport may not reopen until tomorrow, and travel expert Terry Tripler says it won't stop there.
The planes are full, and a hub has been shut down. This is going to impact the rest of the country and going to impact literally millions of flyers.
A 150-mile stretch of Interstate 70 has been closed in Colorado, and 250 miles of I-25 from New Mexico to Wyoming. Now, the snow couldn't have come at a worse time for the U.S. Postal Service as it scrambles to get packages where they're going in time for Christmas. The Postal Service's Al DeSaro says they'll do their best even on Christmas Eve.
I think we're going to at least try to deliver holiday packages on Sunday as much as what we can.
In a few hours, the military will announce the charges against some of the Marines implicated in the massacre of 24 Iraqi civilians.
This is Steve Futterman at Camp Pendleton. Everyone acknowledges that innocent civilians were mistakenly killed in Haditha. The question is, did the Marines act in self-defense, or did they go on a shooting rampage after a fellow Marine was killed by by a roadside bomb. Other questions have been raised about how the incident was handled after it took place and whether there were attempts to cover it up.
In Iraq today, three more U.S. troops have been killed and a suicide bomber is blamed for an attack that's left at least 14 people dead and 21 wounded. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is spending his second day in Iraq, and the soldiers he's met with have been telling him additional troops would help in the training of Iraqi forces. Gay couples in New Jersey will soon enjoy all the rights and responsibilities of marriage under another name. New Jersey's governor today will sign a bill that allows homosexuals and lesbians to enter into civil unions. The law will take effect in February. With the new year, the vaults open in Washington. Documents 25 years and older automatically lose their secret status. Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution says it will be a while before scholars get their hands on the contents of the treasure trove.
They have to be processed by archivists. And so the real beneficiaries are some young people who are sitting in their high school history class today. And when they get ready to write their PhDs, they're just going to have a ream of material that we never had in our day.
Well, Christmas came early on Wall Street as the big investment houses handed out king-size bonuses. Within a week of the announcement that Morgan Stanley CEO John Mack had $40 million in his Christmas stocking, Goldman Sachs says it's given its chief executive Lloyd Blankfein more than $54 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 5, the Nasdaq up 1. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
He's a literary hero whose saga is coming to an end. And as CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London, Harry Potter's creator is retracing her steps.
Just as she did for the first Harry Potter novel, J.K. Rowling's writing the seventh and final book sitting in noisy cafes. In a note posted on her website, she says she recently dreamed about Hogwarts for the very first time. She was both Harry Potter and narrator. And the waiters and waitresses of her favorite cafe, she says, were roaming around on stilts. She says, perhaps I should cut back on the caffeine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, you can chalk one up for the prince. Word has come from London that a British appeals court has sided with Prince Charles in his suit against the Mail on Sunday newspaper, which published excerpts from his private diaries, including an entry from a trip to Hong Kong in which he refers to Chinese officials as appalling old waxworks. Nick Young, CBS News.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. The updated story, Denver International Airport may not reopen until noon tomorrow. Officials there say Peña Boulevard is passable with four-wheel drive vehicles, and they are suggesting chains on those four-wheel drive vehicles. Again, DIA may not reopen until noon tomorrow. Stranded travelers are making the best of it.
I hope my suitcase is filled with lots of soft items for a pillow, I suppose.
Stranded travelers may be there a lot longer than noon tomorrow. That's when the airport is now scheduled to reopen. The snow is still blowing and piling up. The blizzard warning expected to be lifted around noon today.
The snow actually stops in earnest at around 2:30, 3 o'clock over the metro area. We'll even see a little bit of sunshine later this afternoon.
Meteorologist Nick Carter tells us drifts are measuring anywhere from 2 to 6 feet. Unless it's an emergency, there's no need to get in your car. Every major public school system is closed this morning. A disaster emergency declared in Colorado. Governor Owens activating the National Guard to help with the storm. All post offices are shut down today. From Pueblo to Wyoming, you will not get any mail today. And reiterating our top story, Denver International Airport may not reopen until noon tomorrow. That's your AM 760. Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Well, no let-up in the snowfall. Denver Highway's still abandoned. It's a pretty strange sight, just a handful of cars out on the freeways and the same highway closures we had when we started the morning. If you do have to head out, you can do so on metro primary roads, but best to be in a four-wheel or with tire chains. CDOT working hard to clear the roads, but abandoned vehicles are hampering their efforts. Cars are being towed out of the way. Weather today, blizzard warning and...
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
I do want to read this on the air because a friend of mine sent this to me. You might have heard this before, but... I laughed at somebody so hard that I forwarded it to Mary this morning, and so I just kind of wanted to read these. This is called bumper stickers, and it says, how about these bumper stickers? That's okay, I wasn't using my civil liberties anyway. Let's fix democracy in this country first. If you want a nation ruled by religion, move to Iran. Bush, like a rock, only dumber. If you can read this, you're not our president. Of course it hurts. You're getting screwed by an elephant. Hey, Bush supporters, embarrassed yet? George Bush creating the terrorists our kids will have to fight. Impeachment, it's not just for, well, I can't use that word on, it's not just for you-know-whats anymore. America, one nation under surveillance. They call him W so he can spell it. Whose God do you kill for? Jail to the chief. No, seriously, why did we invade Iraq? Bush, God's way of providing intelligent design is full of crap. Bad president, no banana. We need a president who's fluent in at least one language. We're making enemies faster than we can kill them. Is it Vietnam yet? Bush doesn't care about white people either. Where are we going, and why are we in this handbasket? You elected him. You deserve him. W, the dad should have pulled out too. John Turk's not here. He's on vacation. So the gentleman running the board on the other side of the glass, I'm not sure what his political leanings are. Are you not amused by this, or are you just trying to ignore it? Yeah, you're laughing because it's funny.
I think that was pretty witty, actually.
Yeah, these are pretty good.
Babe, give me a serious satellite radio. The StarMate Replay? I'm talking sports, 100% commercial-free music, rock, pop, country, all of it. And it's free at Radio Shack after $30 Sirius and $30 Radio Shack mail-in rebates. Free while supplies last. Get me the Sirius StarMate Replay and I'll get you... something.
Required qualifying purchase and activations by 12/31/06 must be activated no later than 12/31/06 and kept active for at least 60 consecutive days. Restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. While supplies last, details in store.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see Perfection in Motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans. Even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
When Senna, in the second to the last race in October in Suzuka, Japan, when he ran Prost off the road, do you remember that?
I remember. I never saw it. I remember reading about it, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. He later went on to admit that he actually ran Prost off the road.
Yeah, they do have that stuff happen, but the difference is they're not known for that like some of these other sports are known for. Having these kinds of incidents of violence, and it used to be, like I was talking about on Monday, it used to be in the old days, you know, people would be embarrassed by that stuff when it would happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they would really be embarrassed. I saw a race not too long ago, an FIGT race, in which there was just the briefest bit of contact between two cars, and I believe it was between a Maserati. And I can't remember what the other car was, and it was the Vitaphone driver, I believe, or the Vitaphone driver. And the guy was embarrassed. He was embarrassed that he did it. He said, you know, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to, and man, I hope the guy's not mad at me, and I'm sorry. And, you know, they were as close to fisticuffs as the man in the moon.
Uh-huh.
But these basketball players and hockey players, man, they seem to want to get into it all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sure do.
You know, maybe it's just my imagination, but that's the way it seems. Hey, Jerry, you know what, man? Stay warm.
All right, I will. You too.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Try to get home today.
I'm going to.
All right, we'll see you.
All right. Let's go to Rebecca, who's been at the airport for 24 hours. Rebecca, what are you doing at the airport for 24 hours?
We've done a lot of walking around, actually. Done what we could to go on. I was able to get onto one of the airplanes and take a couple blankets off. For me and the people that I'm traveling with, but other than that, we're just sitting around waiting.
Well, how did you get out? First of all, were you leaving Denver to go somewhere or passing through? Which one?
I came here from New Orleans, and we were getting a connecting flight here to Seattle, and we were out on the airlines, and we were told it was going to be the last flight of the day. We waited out there for an hour, and I turned the plane back around and said our flight was canceled. And we got off the plane and been here ever since.
And what time did they cancel your flight?
That was yesterday at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.?
Yep.
When do they think you're going to get out of there?
Well, it keeps changing, and we're trying to get a direct answer from some people, but we haven't heard a whole lot. as of this morning at 3 a.m., it was supposed to be today by 5, and then it was 7 p.m. by today, and now they're saying noon tomorrow. So,
all right. What are you doing for food?
That's the problem. They have, like, the food stand here, but, like, myself and the people that I'm traveling with, we've already spent well over $60 on food, and so I went to talk to one of the airline people about getting some of the meals off the airplanes that they've cooked for the flights yesterday. And the lady told me that, no, we're not going to hand out the food. We want you guys to buy the food in the food court so we can make a profit. And I knew
for what? What? They told they told you they wanted you to buy the food at the food court so they could make profit off of it?
That's exactly what she told me about probably an hour ago. So after that, I was a little ticked off. But we went to one of the guests, you know, they won't give us our luggage or anything, so we don't have any clean clothes or toothpaste or deodorant. So I went to a stand here to buy some deodorant and toothpaste, and they took the price tags off of everything, and they're charging whatever they want. So I bought a little traveler's size.
Wait a minute. They took the price tags off the stuff at the airport, so the people running the stores there are charging whatever they want?
Yes, but, you know, the travel size toothpaste that you get at the dentist?
Right.
I spent $4 on one of those this morning.
You know what? That's not right.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So we figured we call some people and maybe get someone who cares. They said they're sending the National Guard in, but we haven't seen anyone yet. And we're just trying to get food. I mean, we saw a group of 30 little children here today that were traveling alone by themselves. None of them had blankets with them. None of them had food. But the airline guy in charge of them was walking around with a can of water. So, I mean, there's parents that have children here with nothing to eat, and no one's doing anything about it. And if they don't have the money, what are they going to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Are you on a, you obviously are on a cell phone, right?
Yeah, I am.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your cell phone number, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to pass this information on to the news department and see if we can get them to look into it. And we're also going to see if we can get a number for a spokesperson from the airport. And we're going to call out there and bring this stuff up to them and see what they have to say. So hang on a second, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on, Rebecca. Get her number, and when we get in the break, I'll get somebody from the news department. I need for you to get a number to we can call out at the airport. I mean, this is...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461.
That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans. 800-720-4833.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. Blizzard conditions remain in effect until noon today. It's still slightly snowing where we are. High today, 27. We got the news department mobilized on Rebecca's story about what's going on out there at the airport. We'll see what we can find out about it, and we'll also see if we can get somebody from a DIA on, a spokesperson, to explain to us why it is that the people in the gift shops are taking the tags off, as Rebecca alleges, and also about the conditions out there and what's going on out there, because you know what, Denver's better than that, and we shouldn't be having this going on. And you don't take tags off stuff and charge people like $4 for a little thing of toothpaste and victimize people, and then say people in the airlines, and by the way, we got the name of the airline she was on too, say, well, we're not going to give you any free food even though you're stuck here because the food court wants to make a profit. She's from New Orleans, which, by the way, if I could have told her while she was on the phone, there's a tornado warning for New Orleans this morning. If you need closing information, go to am760.net. The information is there, and we're going to see what we can find out. Would you make a call? What, the line didn't go through, or what happened there?
Called the general number to media contacts.
Yeah, general number.
Said due to a high volume of calls, we can't take your call right
now. Yeah, go into the newsroom. They've got the pager number, and do it that way. Okay. And we'll see what we can find out. Let me go to Ron in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, man. How are you?
Ron, your resident artist.
Yeah, how's everything up there?
Well, you know, I had to shovel out this morning to get the car on the road, and we're all stuck, and everything's closed down. You know, we're a big Cheyenne has all the state offices. They're all closed.
Right.
All the counties closed, waiting for the YMCA to open, if it does. And your story, that's a lead story if I ever heard one. That's a national lead story, I would think, that they're gouging these poor customers at,
yeah,
at
well,
DIA.
We're going to find out if it's true or not. And certainly, you know, if I don't have an answer in the next 35 minutes before I get off, we'll definitely endeavor to get some kind of an answer to have it for you tomorrow. But I can't believe that this is going on, that people would even consider doing that. I mean, man, would you... If I were in that position, I would be tempted to give the stores stuff away for free.
Well, of course. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. In an emergency situation, and the governor declared the state of Colorado in an emergency situation.
He has.
Now, that to me says that people should be sharing what they can with one another, or cutting prices down, or giving people, you know, the proper breaks so they can get along. Because you got to get along to go along. Well, if they're not letting them, you know, buy toothpaste for a reasonable price or food for a reasonable price, these people are the greed. I mean, they would fit in Bush's back pocket.
Well,
I hate to say that, but
they would fit in any amoral person's back pocket.
You know,
well, his or anybody's.
What is that about? You know, I don't understand that. These people are stuck out there. They had to sleep in those silly chairs or on the floor. And those kids without blankets? Oh, my God.
I don't understand. I don't understand what that is.
If this is true, Jay, I mean,
Yeah, we'll have to find out if it's true or not. Definitely have to find out if it's true or not. And
I think it's a shame, man. I don't think she was lying. I just heard the sincerity in her voice. But, you know, you do have to back it up with facts. I understand that. But, my goodness, I was listening to that, and I'm going, Jay's got himself a breakthrough lead national story.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I do or not, but we're going to work on it. We'll see what we can find out.
I bet you
know what? I don't care if it turns out to be a national story. What I want to do is I want to get it fixed for those people that are out there.
I know you do. I've listened to you since you were on back in, was it 10 years ago? You're in
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 10 years ago.
And you helped those people out during Christmas, and, you know, you do the right things.
You know what's funny about that, though? Some of those people that I've helped out, I've turned around and ended up meeting them and talking to them like 5 and 10 years later.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, I'll bump into them someplace. So I'll go, you know, you don't remember me, but. I go, yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, sure.
That's so cool, man. I mean, what gratifying. I mean, how much more gratification can you get out of?
Well, I mean, you try to help people out, man. That's what you try to do. I mean, that's what we all should be trying to do. And if we did more of that, then we would have, and this goes without saying, I mean, we'd have a much better place to live.
You know, it's as they say, it's good karma, but that's a selfish way to look at it. An unselfish way to look at it is just helping your brother and sisters, you know.
Well, one of the things I've always loved about living here is this community is extremely giving, and people are caring, and you can get crossways with them, and I've gotten crossways with a number of listeners. Ron up in Fort Collins is one of them, who now is probably never going to forgive me. He and I got into a pretty good via email, but by and large, and he's a good guy. But by and large, I mean, when you strip away all of that, of all the places I've worked, and all the cities I've worked in my career, and all the areas I've worked in my career, this is probably the best. This is probably the best area. People here probably go out of their way more than any other area I've lived in, other than maybe Chicago. Of all the places I've lived in my career, these two places, two towns, to me, feel more like home than any place I've ever lived.
Well, that's because this is still early days, I guess, for.
Well, because people here just seem to care, and
they have those old-fashioned ways about them, which are
Seem to care, and people in Chicago seem to care too. So, I love both places, but I'm determined to stay here until I'm totally out of the business.
I don't think that you guys are going to go out of business. You're doing pretty good. And I don't think Franken's going out of business. He's got the number 12 show in the country.
No, but I think what's going to happen to him is he's going to run for Senate.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I don't think they could get anybody good as he is to.
All right, I got
to
go, man. I got to get some bulletin information here. Thanks.
Okay, see you, man.
All right, take care, Ron. Be careful.
Bye. You too.
All right, Gina, you want to say something?
Hello?
Yeah? Go.
Oh, well, we have a few more cars out, 6th Avenue through Lakewood, starting to see some life downtown again. Just a few vehicles straggling through. 225 across Aurora looks like a wasteland. Absolutely no sign of life along that freeway. And I-70, I-25, and I-76 are still shut down out of the city. DIA, of course, closed until further notice. Looks like it's going to be noon tomorrow. Weather today, blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5 more inches expected. Snow tapering off.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only,
or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans. Even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans starting in the 130s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Hopeless and helpless, but it sounds...
The best thing to do is to just wait a second, and we'll see what Kathy Walker can find out.
It gives chills. It puts chills in my body to think that it might turn into another Superdome if we don't handle it correctly. And to think that the food would be gouged for these people, that actually if you have more money then you get to eat, and if you don't have money you don't get to eat. It's obviously the old cutthroat, you know, private enterprise winning over a more compassionate type of mentality that we should all have at Christmas time. And it bothers me a lot to think this might be happening in our own city. It also bothers me that supposedly, quote, the National Guard is coming, but where are they? What have they done for the people that are in the most need right now? I mean, we, right here in Parker, in our community, we have people stranded at the Chaparral High School with no place to go, stranded on the highway from I-25 and with no place to go. So I'm just putting out a word that maybe, I don't know what we can do because we're kind of all stuck in our houses, but it just seems to me that, like the lady was saying, why can't they use some of the, at least the blankets from the plane, if they're not going to give the food, and the food's going to be rotting anyway. They have a whole bunch of salads on those planes. It just seems like, okay, let's handle this like it's Christmas time, not like we're in some horrible Republican place where no one cares about each other and it's who has the most money that gets to eat or have a blanket. I mean, I can't believe it's outrageous. It's just amazing to think that's going on out there. Anyway,
You know what? It's not right, but we're working on them. We're calling around. So
good for you. Thank you for your help. Thank you. Don't give up on this. This is a huge issue, and at the black eye that it will give Denver will be another New Orleans if this thing doesn't go right. So I mean, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, we'll do the best we can to try to get it fixed.
Thanks.
All right, Jerry.
Take care. Thanks for everything, Jerry.
You got it.
Bye.
What we find out anything? No, we're working on it, though.
Word is right now.
Word is. Are you talking on the air or off, first of all?
There is a reporter from the Denver Post who's actually looking into the story at DIA, working in conjunction with us. So as soon as we have word, we will go live with it.
Okay, media's working on it. We're working on it. As soon as we have word as to whether this is true or not about gouging out at the airport, we will go live with it. Here's Steve on a cell phone said this happened to him last time. Steve, hi. Did this happen to you last time you were stuck out there?
Yes, it did. But things were a little different. Now, on the retail side, definitely, you know, there were mass quantities of people and very little, you know, accommodations there for, you know, places to eat, et cetera. So they definitely made sure that anyone who wanted to go into any of the facilities were eating and paying, or else they'd ask you to leave and so they can bring other people in. And they did nothing, you know, to accommodate by, you know, offering people standing around with no water, no anything, you know, something while they were standing waiting to get some food at the retail outlets. Now, later on, it was quite a few hours later because everyone was trying to find somewhere just to settle down, knowing they'd have to spend the night there, which I had to do. They did eventually come in and you know, have an announcement saying that they had formula, they had blankets, you know, for those people in need with little children. And then late in the evening, you know, I was in the B terminal at that time, they did just come out and drop water, soda, and chips. So,
where's I wonder where the Red Cross is.
Well, the Red Cross, and I'm wondering where, you know, the politicians, the governors are, you know, where, you know, what they're trying to do, you know, that probably at this point are aware of what's going on. It was really uncomfortable and it was really outrageous, but, you know, it warmed my heart when, you know, I just saw them doing at least something for the people that were there, and especially, you know, for the infants and the, you know, the mothers and the families that had little children. Now, I don't know, you know, what they're doing at this point or not, but, you know, definitely it was a zoo at the retail outlets. And it was on a Sunday, I recall, because it was a couple years ago when the last day of the U.S. Open. But, you know, again, you know, I heard the lady talking that was this prior to me coming on, and a couple things. One, yes, people who have money were the ones who were accommodated. And two, when she said, you know, they ought to, you know, make it like Christmas. No, this is humanity. This is country. This is values, you know, that, you know, when people are in need, you step up. But it's something that, you know, around the holidays, all too often people, you know, think about what gifts and this and that, and that's not what it's all about. You know, it's not that it's holidays, it's a time of need, which you've already said, Jay. And I just hope that it works out, you know, in those areas that it did last time, because, this is an outrage.
Well, we're on it. And
I know you are.
And we have, besides me, there are how many other stations up here on this floor? Plus, I've also been told that the Denver Post, that we have tipped them off as well. So now they've got a reporter out there, and we've got a reporter out there. And so now we're out, both of us are out, both media outlets are out looking around and poking around to see what we can find out. And hopefully we'll have something. And if we don't have something after 10 o'clock, we'll have local news and we'll stick it in there. So you will know, and I'll have something to say about it tomorrow. Yeah. You're right. It is about values, and I hope that it's not going on. And I have been in situations where, and I'm sure you have too, you were just talking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, hello, Jay, am I listening? Yeah, you were just talking about it. I mean, it's terrible that the worst comes out in some people, and it's discouraging, but also the best has to come out in people, and let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that the best does come out in people, and that we, if there's something going on out there, that we put a stop to it.
Well, and there's one other thing I want to say, and I'll let you go. You know, especially now with what's going on in our country politically, if they're all, you know, our leaders are all too ready to slam the media and to cut them down for what they do and what they don't do. But, boy, when it's the time now, look who's trying to step up to find out what's going on and you know, get something done that should already be taking place. And I sure don't see anything. You know, I got the television on it, so I don't see anything from anybody. All they're doing is talking about, oh, how bad the weather is, you know, that and it's the media now that's stepping up to go and try to do something for the people.
Well,
you know,
occasionally the media, boy, the media, you know, it's such a complex issue. There's so much I could say. I don't have time to say about the media.
Mm-hmm.
the media has got good people in it. The media has got people in it who care. There are also a lot of people in the media who don't care. Times have changed. There is something wrong with the media. Most people in America know this, but they don't know what it is, and they don't know how to fix it. And to some of them, they don't care. If you do care about the media, if you do care about what goes on, there are a lot of advocacy groups out there that you can get involved with. The media, by and large, I believe, over the last 6 years, almost 6 years now, hasn't really done its job, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, I think the media here is pretty damn good, and I think that they try pretty hard, and at least, and I don't always agree with both the newspapers here, but I think they try pretty hard, and they've got good, competent people there who try hard to get the story. There are good people working at the Rocky. There are good people working at the Denver Post who try very, very hard. There are good people in this building who break their rears and had broken their butts all night to last night trying to get news and information out to people. So there's good and bad in the media. It's just hard to get into critical self-examination. But, you know, some morning, we'll do a couple hours on the media, and we'll talk about it.
Because today, nationally, all I see is we've got an Olbermann and now a Gregory that are stepping up to represent nationally, you know, the honesty of what's going on so that, you know, people who are swayed by this belief or this, side of you know, the political spectrum, or at least are hearing reality, you know, because it's
colored. There's other people out there. There's other people out there working. I mean, you have to give, for instance, the New York Times credit.
Yep.
They fired Judith Miller because she was taking that stuff hand-fed from Libby and the administration.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post, while it has its dark moments, it tries. And the people for Media Matters tries to keep the media, for the most part, honest. I agree it's frustrating. I agree that it's bad that when you have a situation where you know, obviously, that they're repeating something that you know isn't true or that they don't bother to follow up and ask questions. The only thing I would say is that everybody in this business screws up. But by and large, I think you're right that there is no critical examination. And I think the American people are the only people who can hold the media accountable for this and that they need to start doing it by either contacting them when they hear something they think is wrong, and plenty of people catch me all the time, or the other thing is getting, you know, is contacting your congressperson or your senator about the FCC and about, you know, oversight of the media. And the thing is that the feds seem to be stuck on one thing and one thing only, and that's the idea of obscenity and content. And they don't seem to be looking at the real source of the problems. And in order to have a democracy work properly or a republic work properly, you got to have, you know, you have to have Congress for checks and balances, but you also got to have the media too.
Well, and it's hypocritical like anything else. Like here, you know, you look at the Janet Jackson, and that was an uproar. And then you take a look, and every time you look, you've got Cialis, and you've got women, you know, the fashion show and all that. I'm
right.
Not crude or anything, but, you know, for a family, evening, there's no room for this stuff. So it's hypocritical in the respect that if it's money-driven, Victoria's Secret is what I'm talking about. If it's money-driven, then some of the morality and values and maybe things that, you know, should not be there, you know, for our children are just right out there in the open. So, you know, it's our society today, and I think the people have given a good sign that with the last election that, we're not going to take the way it's going anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm
optimistic. People are getting clued in.
Me too.
You know, I really think they are, but as I said to an earlier caller, it's up to you and I.
That's right.
It's up to us to talk to people and to say to them, look, something's not right. And here's what's not right. And the biggest thing I've learned, I don't know about you, but the biggest thing I've learned is extremism, right or left, and extremism in anything doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
No.
You got to have balance, man.
Usually when you have extremism, it's self-serving. It is not serving the masses, and it's not, you know, preserving what this country has been and what we want it to be.
Yep. You know what? That's absolutely true. Steve, thanks, man.
Okay. Talk to you later, Jay.
All right. Bye. 303-713-7600. We're waiting to find out what goes on, what's going on out at the airport. We're working on the story about passengers who are stuck out there being gouged and about people out there not having blankets and other things going on. And if we get something before 10 o'clock, we'll give it to you. If not, we'll have it on. As soon as we figure it out, we'll have it on here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you need closing information, the place to go is am760.net. And we have a different traffic person now. Who is it? I'm not sure. I can't remember who it is. Oh, we got Gina in for one more? All right, let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, again, very few folks out on the roads in or out of the city. Of course, we still have all these major interstate closures, including I-70, shut down from Air Park to the Kansas State Line. There's virtually no cars along I-70 cutting through the city. On I-25, again, that's pretty dead to traffic right now in town and still shut down in the area southbound from Lincoln to the New Mexico State Line. Northbound back open between Walsenburg and Colorado Springs. Up north, I-25 remains off limits from Highway 7 to Wyoming. Weather today, a blizzard warning until noon, 2 to 5 more inches expected. Snow tapering off by afternoon, a high of 31. Tonight, clearing skies, cold 16. Right now, freezing snow, 22. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver is on cold and flu alert. Now there's a way to fight back. Arm yourself with Kleenex antiviral tissues, the only tissues that kill 99.9% of cold and flu viruses. Getting a cold or the flu is never fun, so fight back with Kleenex antiviral.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
I'm coming back home.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Deck the house. Click your mouse. Talk on the phone. Bring great entertainment home. And save with the Comcast Triple Play. Call now and get Comcast High-Speed Internet, Comcast Digital Voice, and Comcast Digital Cable just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Comcast High-Speed Internet with Power Boost delivers an extra burst of online speed of up to 12 megs. Comcast Digital Voice offers you unlimited nationwide calling, including calls to Canada. And Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand will keep the whole family entertained. So deck the house and save on Internet, home phone, and cable TV. Holiday priced at just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
51 minutes past the hour. Blizzard conditions remain in effect until 12 noon. High today, 27. Snow falling again. Well, it hasn't even stopped. But now it looks like it's getting heavier here where we are. And if you need closing information, go to am760.net. We've been talking about the storm all morning. Here's an email I want to read from Eric, and I guess I'll give his last name because he wants me to. Eric Brack. He says, I've been stuck at work in Broomfield since yesterday. My car is buried past the wheels, and there are 3-foot snowdrifts blocking the doors. I've got coffee and Christmas cookies, but this isn't pleasant at all. Please give a shout-out to my family, Mary, Laura, and Alex. I know they're listening. I'll get home somehow today, or some way today. Okay. Well, you know what, Eric? Wish you the best, man, and hope you can get home. It's a mess out there, and we're working on the story about the gouging out at the airport, too. We're working on that story as well. Let's go to Amy in Denver. Amy, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks a lot for covering that story at the airport. That sounds horrible. I feel terrible for those people.
Yeah, I do, too.
My issue is a little broader. I heard something the National Guards said yesterday about the fact that he was frustrated that when the blizzard warning went out, I guess, yesterday morning, more people didn't heed it, and meaning that they went out on the street and, as a result, were stranded in their cars and caused the National Guard to, you know, need to intervene. And I started thinking about that. I've actually lived in Texas for a number of years. And he actually went on to say, you know, this is like a hurricane warning. When people hear a blizzard warning, they need to take it seriously. And I thought, well, you know, he's right about that. And then I thought, but, you know, when I lived in Texas and went through a number of hurricanes, including Alicia and some that were pretty bad, we got a lot. When they said a warning, they meant a warning, meaning they don't tell you when it's upon you. They tell you 2 days. You know how hurricanes go. They'll say, this is the category, such and such, building up in the Gulf. It looks like it's coming ashore, such and such a place. And, of course, they don't have 100% prediction, but they give you a pretty good idea. And they give you an opportunity to go out and stock up on water, to go get your mother-in-law and bring her over, to do various things, which would include DIA, for example, stocking up on bottled water and other supplies, which kind of seems like a no-brainer. And I guess I'm wondering...
Wait a minute. What, if you're out at DIA? I mean, the people...
I'm talking about if you were a DIA official, let's say, and if you heard that there was a 2-day warning for something of this magnitude going to potentially hit Denver, you would go out and take precautions. And my point is not criticizing DIA one way or the other, but saying, why don't we know, and I'm not a meteorologist, obviously, why don't we have a better idea that the magnitude of something like this is going to hit us? Why do we wait?
Because it's extremely... Okay, I had a conversation one morning here about the weather. Believe it or not, this is about like 6:10 in the morning.
Right.
And we have a lot of meteorologists who work around here who listen in the morning.
Yeah.
And they call to explain that the weather here is extremely hard to predict because of the diversity of terrain in the state.
Okay.
And that it's how you, that interpreting it correctly is an art. And it's how you interpret it, and that they can get as close as they possibly can, but they can't get it exact. Now, that's one part of it. Then the other part of it is people have a tendency to do this. They have a tendency to say when they hear this stuff, okay,
yeah,
that applies to everybody, but it doesn't apply to me.
I know that, and I saw that down in Texas. You bet.
Well, you know, I'll be okay, and I don't have to worry about it. And then what ends up happening is, yeah, they do have to worry about it because it does hit them.
That's right. But I would say that there are some folks like that, and there always will be. There's some folks that stayed in their house through a hurricane because they were unwilling to, you know, evacuate. I understand that. But there's a large number of people that will take a warning like that seriously and at least go stock up on, you know, food and water and make whatever provisions they need to. But you're saying that you can't possibly, I mean, I feel like the difference...
They can't get it directly. It's hard to get it 100% dead on, but they give you a warning. I mean, Mary and I lived in Florida, and we went through, you know, hurricane watches or upgraded to warnings, and we did all that stuff, and then it came to pass that the hurricane turned and went...
And you're right.
In another direction.
That's
but
right.
You can listen, here's the thing. And it drives everybody in the media crazy. But you can get on the radio. You can get on the air. And you can say it over and over and over and over again. Warning, 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 warning. Stay off the road, stay off the road, stay off the road.
I know.
Blah, blah, blah. You can do it, and
they don't do it.
People have good intentions, but there are always people out there who either, number one, they have no choice and they have to.
Yes.
Such as a lot of the people we heard from this morning who had to go to work, or they think that it doesn't apply to them, or they're going to give it their best shot, and then they get stuck.
That's
and
right.
The National Guard can only do so much.
And I don't blame the National Guard for the statement they made at all. My only concern was, and maybe you're telling me there is no way around this, but I'm thinking the difference between being told that we were going to get 6 to 8 inches and 36 inches or whatever we've got seems something that ought to be able to be predicted a little bit better. You're saying no, though.
I'm saying they do the best job they possibly can.
Okay, so there's no way you feel like we could have received more warning about this.
No, because the conversation I had with the meteorologist that morning was based on this. I had a different forecast than what Gina had. Gina and I had different forecasts.
Okay.
I got on the air and said, I doubt there, and I was shocked by this. I said, I doubt that there's any chance that there's a meteorologist listening at this time of the morning, but why is hers different than mine?
Right.
And I got a ton of email, and I got some calls from people who were meteorologists who said, because it's the art of interpreting the facts, and it's how you interpret the facts, and that this is an extremely rough place to predict because of the diversity of the terrain, and that we can only get as close as we possibly can, but that we can't get 100% dead on.
Okay.
And my weather forecast that I read comes from the National Weather Service.
Sure, sure.
So that's who I use.
Well, that was my question. I guess if that's the case, then there's pretty much no way to be sure that you're not going to get caught in something like this.
Well, that's right. So the deal is, here's the rule of thumb. When they say warning, they mean warning.
Oh, yes.
And so take it seriously, and if it doesn't happen to you, then you're better off, but don't underestimate what's happening.
Absolutely.
I got to go, Amy.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
We'll keep you informed about the airport story. We're working on it, and we'll have news about it throughout the day here as soon as we find out what's going on. And hopefully I'll have an answer for you, too, tomorrow morning, but we'll have an answer later on today. Keep it here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hope to talk to you tomorrow morning. We'll see. I might get stuck on the way home. Who knows?
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free.